I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy. There's no guarantee to free speech. There's no guarantee to free speech.
It's not like they're Boss Hogg. You can make a deal with him.
If Sheriff Roscoe runs the county, Boss Hogg runs Roscoe.
And look, if they were Boss Hogg, I wouldn't fight him as hard. I wouldn't sell out to him, but I wouldn't, you know, risk my life constantly and go head up against him if they just wanted to run things and skim off the top. We're not in good old boy. Boss Hogg just wants to have the biggest house in the town.
Boss, about the election now.
Well, you just better win. That honest John Ledbetter who's running against you can't be bought.
You mean tell me he's honest?
He's so crooked, he makes you look straight.
If I lived in a town with Boss Hogg, I'd just leave. I'm not going to risk my life over Boss Hogg, because Boss Hogg doesn't want to cut your son's genitals off. Boss Hogg doesn't want a nuclear war with the Russians. Boss Hogg ain't dumping chemicals in the water to make your son, feminine.
We want to do internship programs and fellowship programs with Children's Minnesota and other places where people can learn gender-affirming care.
I mean, the guy literally wants to assist in transition surgeries for children. So I don't know any hunter, fisherman, conservative that would even think that that's okay and want to hypersexualize children like that. So I think he's a freak.
This is not a joking matter, ladies and gentlemen. This is not like, oh, we're calling them communists because that hurts them. No, they are totalitarians using communist tactics.
He has lost his privileges, and it should be taken down. And the bottom line is that you can't say that you have one rule for Facebook and you have a different rule for Twitter. The same rule has to apply, which is that there has to be a responsibility that is placed on these social media sites to understand their power. They are directly speaking to millions and millions of people without any level of oversight or regulation. And that has to stop.
The man who actually funded her and financed her was a man called Stephen Phillips. He was an open Marxist-Leninist, very closely affiliated with a pro-Chinese communist group called the League of Revolutionary Struggle. And he was very good friends of a young radical named Maya Harris. He knew Maya Harris's family very well, and of course Maya was the sister of Kamala Harris. Well, Steve Phillips, in the early 90s, he led much of the League of Revolutionary Struggle into the Democratic Party. They changed the name of the organization. They became a group called the Unity Organizing Center, and many of them moved into the Democratic Party, as did Steve Phillips. So they understood, and I've been saying this for several years now, that Kamala Harris would be the candidate for the Democrats in 2020 because she's part of the Steve Phillips stable. She is one of his proteges.
I have seen the work of Power Pack around the country. It really is the work that inspires a lot of people to even consider the fact that they could be leaders and know that if they choose to take that step, there will be support. And the support will be broad and it will be deep and it will be significant.
We can see what is possible unburdened by what has been.
So you can see the possibility of a world that's unburdened from its own history, which is exactly what Mao Zedong did when he launched the campaign of Smash the Four Olds, the four old characteristics of Chinese society. They're going to make the new man, as a matter of fact. People could become unburdened by what has been so that they could see what could possibly be in the terms of a socialist utopia.
There has never been a full accounting for the chaos of the Cultural Revolution or for Mao's most disastrous policy of all, the Great Leap Forward, his attempt to modernize China's economy that led to famine and, say some historians, the deaths of at least 45 million people.
Your gun control agenda?
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, but I mean, listen, I don't think we lack for great ideas. As I've said many times, we've been having great ideas for decades. The problem is that Congress has not had the courage to act. And that is why, from the beginning, I have said, my agenda includes attempting to get Congress to act, but if they don't within the first 100 days of my administration, I'm going to take executive action. Because what we need is action.
It is a anti-human, post-human, looking forward to the end of humans, Wall Street Journal, New York Times. I've been in the grocery stores and seen magazines at the checkout saying the world without humans would be great. It's all over the place. It's on Fox News. Don't have kids. They're bad for the earth. It's a damn death cult.
Tweet
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024. I'm your host, Alex Jones.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days, 14 hours, 53 minutes, 36 seconds, the most important election in world history. Then there's the 76 days until Trump gets inaugurated. The 79 in 2020, but of course they stole it. 138 days till the inauguration. All right, the Kamala Harris campaign was given a disgusting honeymoon by the corporate enemy of the people media. But all of the scientific polls show Trump way ahead. The betting circles have him winning or dead heat. They're going to try to engage in massive fraud yet again. They've been caught red-handed. Speaker Johnson being pressured to attach the SAVE Act to continuing resolution report. The SAVE Act legislation requires individuals to show proof of American citizenship before casting their vote. It has been pushed by conservatives over the past few months. And that is absolutely essential because the Democrats have gone from denying they have illegals voting in over 100 major cities to admitting it and saying it's a good thing. And Pelosi went on Bill Maher Friday and said she wants that and wants them to have $150,000 apiece free as a grant to get a new house. And a bunch of states are already doing this. So this is paying to import. Their voters will be getting into that. Massive First Amendment fights. Going on, Brazil's X bans on Elon Musk is only for people that don't like Lula, but the president and the Supreme Court justice and all of them are saying we catch you using a VPN or catch you using X, almost a $9,000 equivalent fine, but the communists are allowed to use X. You cannot make this level of garbage up. That's how it's worked here as well. The State Department's been caught with the CIA putting in voting machines so Lula could steal it a few years ago and getting their Supreme Court to vote to ban Bolsonaro from being able to run for 8 years, and they've now indicted him. Again, different country, same operation. Americans increasingly fed up with illegal immigration as foreign gangs commit violent crimes. We're going to be getting into that. And how it's the same policies all over the world, again, being carried out by the Black Rocks on the private end of the UN, on the, quote, governance end. But imagine being in Germany where it's even worse. Germany said 2 years ago, where they have epic, escalating, epidemic rapes by the Islamists mainly. They are only 10, 15% of the population, depending on the country, but they're over 70% of the rapes in their own statistics they try to suppress. They told German women, if you're being raped, pee on who is raping you. Pee on them. Well, Germany's gone further. Germany, after being widely mocked, Berlin police dropped recommendation to sing if you face a knife attacker. Just sing to them. Maybe you sing a Michael Jackson song to them, or maybe you sing Mary Had a Little Lamb. Guy pulls out a butcher knife. He's trying to stab you. Don't defend yourself. Just say, Mary had a little lamb, little lamb, little lamb. Mary had a little lamb, and its fleece was white as snow. That'll stop him. I'm not joking. I have the German newspapers right here. That's the type of insane news. We've got the German, quote, alternative to Deutschland party has won major state elections by massive margins, sending the communist government of Germany into conniption fits, again, attempting to ban the really milquetoast mainline conservative party. But they call it Nazi, again, a harbinger of what's happening all over the world as the globalists get in so much trouble. We also have the lawsuit by Kansas against Pfizer for lying about being safe and effective, advancing through the courts via their attorney general. And we've got big developments on that front. Distrust in vaccines grows among U.S. adults, survey shows. Also, Russian missiles kill at least 47 in Ukraine city. We're going to be talking about those massive escalations that are unfolding. And just so much more today. And then we have Anthony Rubin joining us of Muckraker. They are set to break, and they've broken so many huge stories. They certainly don't give you a promo for something, and then it disappoints. They have undercover videos, witnesses, and footage of the federal government knowingly placing children as young as two with convicted sex offenders. Now, it's one thing to have the numbers, have the Senate reports, and even the FBI admits this is going on, but then the Border Patrol and others are ordered to complete the smuggling process and hand it over to NGOs, in many cases with no documentation of even who these children are. So they're ghost children. But to see it and to watch it and to have the witnesses, they have a whole film coming out in 2 weeks. They'll be in studio, but they're going to give us a snapshot of what's coming and some first exclusive views of this in the second hour today. He and his team, amazing people. He's been kidnapped in Mexico on record by the drug cartels. They've been shot at. I mean, they've been all over the place, the Darien Gap. But the most shocking stuff they find is in New York and New Jersey and Illinois and Texas and Florida and California. So that's coming up. And it dovetails with something I'm going to hit first here. I've got all this incredibly important news, insane clips, Islamists burning down the biggest churches in France, all of it. But I want to go back to what I covered Sunday and what I covered some yesterday and what we're going to cover right here at the start or a little bit into the show, 12 minutes in today. And that's this. From a political angle and a historical angle and a societal angle, but most importantly, from a what's right angle, a spiritual angle, it is an absolute 100% default, no-brainer, the right thing to do, but also the most politically deadly thing to do to the Democrats, and it's something that can still cut across party lines and get some Democrats that still have some bit of a soul when they're confronted with the facts to do the right thing. And this dovetails with Muckraker coming on Anthony Rubin next hour. As I told you 2.5 years ago, they had Senate reports that 89,000, I looked it up, it's 89,000, I was saying 87 Sunday, 89,000 children are completely missing of the almost 500,000 that they said were brought in then. Now they estimate it's close to 1 million, and remember, most of the people get away, and there's never any contact, so there's no record, so it's much higher than 1 million that they admit are in here. But now the new numbers, as of Senate report and hearings and DHS admitting this 2 weeks ago in those powerful hearings that we played clips of, 325,000 children, that's 3.5 Super Bowl stadiums full of children. I mean, 1,000 would be terrible. Well, 1 would be terrible. 10,000 horrible. 100,000 unbelievable. 325,000. So I guess that's 3 sports stadiums and a quarter. Full, giant, 100,000 person stadiums. That is just unbelievable, but it's real. And then there's so many angles to it. Let me unpack those. Where's the corporate media? Oh, there'll be a blurb in the New York Times or the Washington Post, and the New York Times covered its ass last year, a year and a half ago, and said, yeah, Hundreds of thousands are in factory slavery, sleeping on cots as young as 11 years old, working in meat packing facilities, food packing facilities, cereal plants, tire plants. And then they had all the hundreds of admissions that got on record. Remember, probably one in 100 gets on record, of kids falling in machines, fingers being cut off, their hair and scalp being ripped off by a machine. And they bring the kids in all these factories. It's all standardized. The worst area is Illinois and Michigan, of all places, and Ohio. And they work them at night at the factory. They bring in special security, everything, and they sleep and live in warehouses at the factories. So think about that. Now, that's the kids that are being used for slave labor. And the Democrats also sign them up for welfare, skim that off, take that from them. This is a well-thought-out, organized plan. Same thing's done in Europe. Same thing's done in Australia. Same thing's done in all the Western countries now. And it's always the left that's in charge, that sets this up, that brings these people in and literally uses them for slave labor. Sex slavery is going on massively, and then signs them up in a new form of slavery where they get the benefits they're getting under the new identities they give them, and then take that most of that money away as well. So, and we have the footage of this, and I meant to play it Sunday, but there's so many clips. Ask Rob Dew, he'll find it. It's where the bald-headed guy, we had an undercover cop, deputy police chief from another town, inside the Catholic Charities building where they had all these smuggled men, women, and children, mainly women and children, many of them unaccompanied children, as young as babies. And she goes in and comes out and says, yeah, there's a guy in there right now saying, I want little girls unaccompanied. I'm going to teach him the Lord's work. And you promised me at a white van when I come here, I'm going to get at least three little girls. He then comes out like a Manny Rooster to us and says, what's the problem? Because he saw her talking to us out the window. They had it all blacked out, but you could see through it on the inside. You know, one-way tent. And he goes, look, nobody wants these kids. We're going to make them work. I'm taking them to Ohio. And so he's literally, yeah, here he is. He's literally, and by the way, he drove off that day with little girls. And he's like, what's your problem? What's the big deal? You know, these kids. And he goes on to say, I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. Everything she said. And there's the deputy police chief, the lady, who went in plain clothes. So let's just stop right there. We should re-put all this out. You know what? I'm not going to play it here live on air, but we put this out in post on X. We're streaming there now, but we'll add this report in right here. So, but I got to cover the rest of the news. We're going to play it live. So this is what we're facing. And I don't just read about it in the New York Times. I don't just have investigative journalists on. I don't just interview federal marshals and FBI agents and federal judges off record that put me on the trail. We go down there and they come out and say, I'm just here to get people to work. Yeah, so I want 10, 11, 12-year-old girls. I'm going to show them the way of the Lord. What's the problem? And, I mean, you look at the guy. I'm not saying he's a pedophile. But if I was going to cast somebody for a movie for a guy that goes around and kidnaps kids in white vans, I would hire him. He would be the star of the movie with Brian Stelter and Governor Tim Walz. I would have Tim Walz as the head guy that has a dungeon full of kids. And you'd watch it and say, damn, those are scary dudes. They'd get probably an Academy Award. Because, I mean, would you let this guy babysit your kids? And that same day we got footage of them taking babies every hour to the airport and saying, this is my baby, and just handing the baby over. So, and to some person with no ID of who the baby is, it just disappears. And then secret flights. We were covering this 3.5 years ago. Nobody else was. We would go and show the airports them at night and during the day. We'd have to, you know, climb on a fence and shoot through a crack between the hangars. And you'd see a big old large jet, like a passenger plane, unmarked. By that, it's big white jets for secret flights around the country. And we would make a big deal about it then, and nobody picked it up. Now it's been picked up. So, you go to Brownsville, you go to McAllen, you go to El Paso, you're not going to have to, it's not like you go deer hunting and you got to sit out there in a stand for a day before you see a big buck, or you got to, you know, get on some deer trail in the woods with your bow and go hunt 2 or 3 days before you see a decent buck to shoot with your bow. I'm not saying shoot it by its analogy of hunting. You go to one of these towns and you pull up and there'll be kids everywhere, vans, trucks, weirdos pulling up, kids being handed over, go to the airport. Any of these airports down there in South Texas. And I mean, it's so much. You've seen the videos where I just 360 around me and there's just buses and cars and taxis and little kids going this way and little kids going that way. And most of the time they're not with mommy. There's some social worker with devil tattoos and MS-13 tattoos and Grim Reaper tattoos all over them. And they say, "Is this your baby?" And she goes, "This is my baby." And then there's the woman. And then they hand the baby over and they just disappear. Oh, but when you want to fly, they want to do basically a body scan and a proctology exam. Yeah, here she is coming over to our car. Like, what are you doing? Well, don't worry, lady. We're going to follow you inside. So you think we're intimidated, you know, by your gangsterism. So I'm digressing. So what's the big enchilada here? There's Owen talking to her. I've talked to her. Owen's talked to her. She didn't time to go down there. The operation, they've moved it now, but it was right on, what's the name of that street? Tom Landry Street, because he was born on that street. So you go to and they still got illegal alien centers there, but just the Catholic Charities moved to a bigger facility, but their warehouse is right there. And you just go to Tom Landry Street, where it dead ends at the bus station, on whatever street that is, and there's just people everywhere. So, continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, with this information, Trump came out in the last few speeches he's given. I've seen it 3 times now. We'll play a clip in a moment. And he said, there's 325,000 kids missing in the government report, many of them in physical slavery and sex slavery, many of them dead. They found some of them dead, but it barely makes the paper. And we need to get into office to stop this. Okay, that's great. That's part of it. But he needs to get into office and pledge, with only 62 days left, that he is going to prosecute Mayorkas and others, and he's going to find the children. A, he's going to shut the border down and stop it. He's going to find the children, but he's going to have criminal investigations. It's totally illegal what they're doing. Of the NGOs, of the big Catholic charities, of the big Jewish charities, those are the two biggest groups, but there's a bunch of them. But those two groups are more than half of all of it. There's hundreds of groups. And he's going to go after them. But listen, they've done this with the Border Patrol and ICE. When you go there, there's NGOs, plainclothes commies, literal blue and pink-haired liberals, mainly women, that are ordering the Border Patrol and National Guard around to facilitate the smuggling. And then we have National Guard come up and threaten us with guns in their hands, saying, get out of here, when we're at the border showing it. To myself, Owen, and our security guys are all combat vets, and they get pissed and say, man, you're violating your oath of office. What are you doing? And get in their face. You're violating your oath right now. And then they say, F you, son of a bitch, get out of here. They bump some of our people with a car. So you think the military's great. You think law enforcement's great. And a lot of them are upset and are giving us information. But not the guys they're putting in charge. They like it. I'd say the Border Patrol was 98% good 4 years ago. Border Patrol will tell you right now, it's 20% bad now. They're 80% good. They are replacing them with scum and criminals and gang members and pedophiles. And they're taking over every institution. I'm not picking on the Border Patrol. Border Patrol will tell you this. They're putting bad people in, woke people in. I talked to some fellows with amazing connections in the last 24 hours. People in the State Department and people on Capitol Hill. And I've got some big news coming up on that. In fact, I meant to write a note, so I don't forget to do that. The October 7th news. Reportedly, big false flags coming October 7th on the anniversary of the Hamas attack in Israel, in southern Israel. So I wrote a note to tell you about that next hour. Or I'll do it third hour because I have a guest next hour. So this is so simple. It will galvanize America. People are already super pissed about this. Trump just shouldn't say we're going to stop it when he gets in office and control the border. He's going to stop it. He's going to find the kids. He's going to prosecute everybody involved, from the NGOs to right down to the politicians and the bureaucrats, and we've got them dead to rights suspending federal laws. You can't suspend a federal law just because you're the attorney general or you're the head of HHS. Mayorkas can't, you know, just go rob a bank and say, well, I'm the head of HHS, or I'm the DHS, excuse me, or the head of the Justice Department, Garland. You can't do that. They're not above the law. And so Trump needs to say, I'm going to prosecute you. I'm going to set up task forces, state, local, and federal. And we're going to have a war on child traffickers and human traffickers and pedophiles. And that will galvanize America. It cuts across party lines. Even a lot of Democrats will say, yeah, I'm not going to support the party of pedophilia and mass human smuggling. The polls are clear. 75 to 85, depending on the poll you look at. But on average, about 80% of Americans want that border shut down. And they say the number one issue is the open border and the human trafficking and the abuses of these people. Not just they're being brought in to vote us out and have control and as a permanent underclass to drive down wages and they're a permanent underclass. That's bad enough. We've got 325,000 missing children. And so we have millions of listeners. Yeah, I can call the head of the campaign, and I have. And I can talk to Roger Stone, and I have. And I can get a call through to Trump if I really want. He'll call me. But what they really hear is you on the road, you in the emails, you on X, you on Truth Social, sending him the video that we posted Sunday that's got a million-plus views. It needs 10 million views. I'll repost at the top of X. The latest version, link I put to it says if Trump does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. Real Alex Jones on X. Go find that video. I'll repost at the front of Infowars.com right now. Ben, post it. But get it out there and get it to the president. If he does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. Trump must pledge to shut down the border, find the 325,000 missing children, and prosecute those responsible. Put that bastard, that vampire, that pedophile enabler, that pedophile king. Not saying he screws kids, but he enables it. He delivers them on a silver platter. That man is one of the greatest criminals in history, hiding right in front of you. All right, here's a little bit of the Trump clip I'm talking about. We'll go to break and come back. Here it is.
Numbers, though. Seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now, listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she says I wasn't the border czar.
No, probably about it.
But she was. It was headlines. Border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, no, now they have a new line. We created a strong border. No. They keep saying it over and over. The worst border in history. But they think if they keep saying it over and over,
people aren't. That's good. So we're going to go to break. But the point is, okay, great, Trump. You're going to expose it. That's wonderful. You're going to stop it. That's great. You're going to find the 325,000 kids and others, and you're going to prosecute the people that did it. That's what you're going to do. That's what you're going to say. You need to say it now.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated
turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You can get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply. Especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review or call toll free 888-253-3139. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com, vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWarsMD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to this live Tuesday transmission. Deep state panic. As America awakens over 325,000 missing migrant children, many of which are now being found in sex slavery. Kind of a big deal. And Trump is not making a big enough deal about it. Now, again, I know this audience knows about this. You know probably more than I do, many of you. But I'm talking about the hundreds of thousands of new people, conservatively, that tune in each hour that want to hear what the Alex Jones Show is all about. It's not about me. It's about I know what to focus on. It's so ridiculously obvious that this is one of the greatest crimes in history going on right in front of everyone. It's totally illegal. And the Democratic Party is in charge of it. And Mayorkas and Harris and all of them are guilty as hell. And, I mean, are we really this soulless? It's one thing if they brought in men and women and gave them a bunch of free stuff and let them vote illegally. That's just criminal. That's just treason. But when you add to it children in slave labor and sex slavery, and it's in the New York Times a year and a half ago, I mean, that's the establishment admitting it. And I know it's true because I've gone and documented it before they did. And I just sit there and I think, Trump said that in his speeches. He goes, just think about it. Think about that number. 325,000, that's a low number. That's what they know is missing. And then they find them dead, or they find them in sex slavery, and it's in the reports, and or they're in slave labor, and we just sit here like it's no big deal. Do you think any of us are safe with a government that would do stuff like this? They're not just letting it happen. Oh, I see the conservative headline in Breitbart and Town Hall and Red State and everywhere. I'm not putting them down, but I see the headline. Kamala lost 325,000 children. Kamala doesn't know where they are. Kamala and Biden did it and told the people do it, and they brought them up here and ran it with the NGOs that are in charge of the Border Patrol when you go down there. If your two-year-old got out the back door and went, jumped in the swimming pool and drowned because you were dumb enough to not put a fence up around it. You know, I've had little kids. They've grown up, but they'll put a plastic, you know, mesh fence up around the all the way around the pool with a lock on it. That way they can't climb a you know, four-foot thing again in it and die. But if your kid gets out and climbs over it and drowns, that's just negligence. But if you go throw the baby in the pool, you've murdered it. That's murder one. That's premeditated murder. And this is the same thing, and a lot of them have died. They find dead kids all the time on the border, little ones, babies. Blip in the local newspaper. They don't tell you their name. They don't show you pictures. They don't humanize it because they're running it. They're doing it. They're throwing the babies into a meat grinder, into a cultural, spiritual, physical, psychological, sexual wood chipper. Feet first. And so I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to move on. Trump needs to not just talk about the 325,000 missing and how Kamala let it happen. She did it. He needs to do whole speeches on it, podcasts on it. He needs to get all the statistics and put charts up and show the videos and the reports and the Senate reports, not just how he cut the border down to almost nobody coming across by the end of his administration. He gets in, it's way up here with Obama, goes way down to almost nothing, and then Biden gets in and it doubles what Obama did. He got shot while he got grazed while he was showing that chart. Yeah, that's a great chart to show, but why don't you show what's coming across that border? Why don't you zoom in on it and personalize it and humanize it? My God, this is a no-brainer. And I'm going to make more phone calls today when I get off air. I'm going to call the head of the campaign up, and I get them all on the phone. I'm going to send them the video. I called people this weekend. But what'll really get them to take the right action, and I know why Trump doesn't do it. It sounds hardcore to say 325,000 kids are missing and the media attacking for that. Good. They're evil. They're complicit. They've shown themselves. You want to be attacked. Trump needs to go out there with slides at these rallies, and he needs to hit Kamala in the debate on the 10th. That's only 7 days away. 7 days away. And he needs to broadside her ass and just keep bringing it up. And when the moderator says, hey, that's not the question now, say, she didn't answer it. You're guilty of 325,000 kids missing, many of them in sex slavery. You're a monster. You need to go to prison. And when I get into office, you're going to prison, witch. Because he's already 10, 15 points ahead, 20 points ahead, depending on the state. But they've got at least 10% baked in of fraud, illegals, dead people voting, you know, the numbers. They've had all the top computer experts on. It's about 10% they've got. He's got to hit them with 15, 20% in those damn battleground states. And they know he's at least 12, 14 points ahead in those. That's why they tried to kill him, because they know. But he's got to do something that turbocharges it over the top. It's the right thing to do. It's the duty to do. Even if it was unpopular, he should do it for the children so that he's not complicit. Because if you know something's going on and you do a half-ass, it'd be like watching your 1 year old toddler toddle out the back of you, and you're sitting there, you're the neighbor looking over your fence. You know, let's say you're taking down Christmas tree lights or something, and you look and you see a 1 year old run and just jump in the pool. Well, if you decide to have a cup of coffee first and then you're going to call your neighbor, it's like some weird, sick complicity. No, you run, you jump your fence, you grab the baby out of the water. Maybe you're old, you can't jump a fence. You slide a chair up there, you get on it, you go over the fence. And so Trump is not having a cup of coffee while the kid drowns, watching it and having, you know, and then kind of take his time making a phone call. He's standing on his back porch going, hey, a baby just fell in your pool. There's a baby in there. No, you got to go jump the fence. You got to get it out. You got, and the equivalent of that is Trump going ape on this, ape shit. The folks, if we'll put up with them cutting our son's penises off and saying it's cool, if we'll put up with hundreds of thousands down here of fentanyl and World War III and illegal aliens voting, and them devaluing the dollar and inflation and saying they're peeing on us and it's raining, we're going to put up with 325,000 bare minimum kids missing, many of them in sex slavery? I mean, again, I'm just going to keep hammering this. I want everybody to go to InfoWars.com. We're going to post it on the front page. Again, the report I put out, that me and Chase put out Saturday, that I aired Sunday, and it's got a couple million views total with all the versions we put out. One version has about 1.2 million views. We'll find that one on X. It's got the headline that I re-put out last night. If Trump just does this one thing, he'll win in a landslide. He can't just talk about the missing children. He's got a pledge to save them, to find them, and prosecute those responsible. It's real simple. Oh, isn't Trump great? He's up there talking about the missing kids. Yeah, and then, like the cops got up on the news and said, little Becky is three. They saw a man in a blue van jump the fence and grab her and throw her in the back. No one got the license plate, but this is where the car was seen headed. Help us find little Becky, little Susie. Yeah, there it is. 1.2 million views. I mean, that needs 100 million views. And I tweeted this to Elon Musk. I said, listen, you make great videos. Will you do your own version of this for heaven's sake? Or re-put mine out? I don't give a damn if we don't get the credit. I don't care one bit. I want to save the children. I want to expose these criminals. I want to take our government back. In fact, I'm just, for the rest of the hour, going to repeat this. This will get people's attention. Trump does not need to talk about the missing 325,000 children. He needs to pledge to find them, to save them, to stop the continued shipping in, to shut down the border, and prosecute the people responsible. Justice demands it. This will bring down the whole stinking house of cards. Our enemies are so arrogant that they completely open the border, set up the NGOs, they've done this in Europe, to giant sex trafficked children in the UN and NATO. I've got articles going back 30 years. I made films showing them doing this in Europe in the 90s and the 2000s, and they do it now. DynCorp, Halliburton, the UN, they've all been caught. And I'm not saying the average oil field worker at Halliburton's a bad man or woman, but they use Halliburton aircraft to do it. Look it up. This is big business. And I don't want to just hear we're going to get in and stop this more happening. You hear about POW MIA, tens of thousands of U.S. troops missing at the end of World War II and Korea and Vietnam, and everybody flies the flag, and we got to find them, and there's all these movies about it and missions to see where they are, get their remains back. Great, that's wonderful. But those are men that were in the military, and we try to find them, and that's a good thing to do. But my priority on a scale of 1 to 10 is bring back the troops is a 9, and saving children is a 10. But it's like you get up to 9 and it's a foot tall. You go to talk about the children, it's 1,000 feet tall. It's so much more important to save children, little babies, than it is to save our veterans that are in torture dungeons. And I agree we need to save them. But I'm saying the instinct, the spirit, what Christ said, the number one thing he hates is hurting children. Look it up. Suffer the little ones. Better for you to tie a giant stone around your neck and throw it in the ocean than to hurt one of these. What you do to them, you've done to me. So, I want you to go to Real Alex Jones. We're going to post the tweet on the front of InfoWars on the live show feed. I want you to get the tweet. I want you to send it to Elon Musk. I want you to send it to Trump. I want you to send it to Truth Social. I want you to hammer their ass. And I want to see Trump within days saying, we're going to find the children. We know they opened the border. We know the NGOs are running it. We know Kamala prepared it. We know they set the standard with no IDs. They can disappear. We know they got rid of the DNA testing. Last year, Biden said, I don't want funding anymore for DNA testing. They can do it in a day. That's super cheap, like $100. The guys with two little kids, they say, I don't want to be with this guy. He's not my daddy. They're 6, 7 years old. Sometimes they're a year old. Many times. And they go, we're going to DNA test you and hold you for a week. They DNA test him. You're not their father. You're not even related to him. They can tell if it's a dad, mom, brother, uncle, sister, first cousin, second cousin. Just a DNA test. 100% accurate. I thought they killed the funding last year, which they did. They had whistleblowers in Congress when this latest 325,000 came out. That's confirmed. That's DHS numbers. That exposed that 2.5 years ago, almost 3 years ago, Biden killed all the DNA testing, when the Border Patrol wants to do their job, and just earmark the money for something else. The other CBS News. Expert says ending DNA testing at border will result in more suffering and exploitation. That was last year. They'd already done it secretly, covering the tracks, people. I mean, this is beyond evil, and it's hard for me to grasp that our government is run by people that do this, but they do. Now, I've got dozens of incredible clips, hundreds of incredible stories, huge guests that deal with this coming up, and I said I'd just do 30 minutes on it, but I've done 47 minutes on it, because this is like, if you like a Star Wars analogy, Episode 4 of New Hope, this is like the reactor shaft. The Death Star, they can't destroy it with their ships. It's too powerful. It's too armored. But they've got to have an exhaust port for the nuclear reactor that runs its main gun. And if you can fire a torpedo down that shaft that's only 3 meters wide, it will blow the whole thing up. Now, I'm sitting here with the torpedoes aimed at the shaft. And all Trump's got to do is fire the torpedo. He just, because I'm not, it's like a big giant lever, though. Trump's got to pull it. I'm trying to push it, trying to get you to push it. I'm like, come on, let me push it. I'm a Lilliputian compared to Trump. I'm like, risking my life. Believe me, they don't like me doing this. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, help me push this damn lever. Because when it clicks and that torpedo drops, we need to get back, because it's going to blow the New World Order politically to hell. To kingdom come, to Timbuktu. So I'm standing, staring down the reactor shaft right now, and all I'm asking Trump to do is pull the damn trigger. Pull the 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 trigger. Pull it. Pull it. Pull it. Pull it. The reason I'm doing all this is you tune in, all this incredible stuff, all this important stuff we're covering. It's all very important. We got their ass on this one, baby. These people are the most wild-eyed, crazy, arrogant criminals I've ever seen. And if you study criminology, psychopaths and pedophiles always want to get caught because their subconscious hates them. Their unconscious hates them. They're still part human. So they brag and they flaunt and they strut and they arrogantly try to rub our nose in it. Like Newsom on TV going, yeah, we stole the election. Yeah, we installed Kamala. It's totally illegal. So what? Yeah, we didn't clean up San Francisco for the public. We did it for Xi Jinping. So what? So what? So what? So what? What you gonna do about it, huh? You see what we can do to kids? We can take your autistic son and secretly at the school when he's 7, get him on a fast track and a database that when he's 10, we're going to cut his Johnson off. And he'll think it's cool and love it. He'll hate you. That's called mind control. We're going to cut your son's balls off. It's about power. And I've explained this before, and I'm going to shift gears to another huge story right now. Ball's in your court now, folks. You want to win? You want to save the kids? You want to stop them? It's right there. No, 100% guaranteed. They're done. You make this number one issue. And even if Trump doesn't do it, we'll do it. I think he will. It's just that they're loading his teleprompter with things he agrees with, and he writes some of it. And we just got to get in front of his face and say, hey, I know leveling this at Kamala and them and saying they're doing it is bad, but we have all the whistleblowers. It's admitted. They turned the DNA testing off so they could cover their tracks. Come on! Come on! And it's just like the Death Star. Their primary ignition, they're clear to fire. It's coming down to the wire with this election in 62 days. Come on, kid, let's blow this thing and go home. Come on. Instead, the guy that plays Luke Skywalker is batting for the other team, Team Pedo. But that's an analogy. This is the real world we're living in, ladies and gentlemen. And this shot isn't even a one in a million. This is so easy. We caught them out in the open. They're arrogant. Something this criminal that had in plain view. Just like they thought they're poison shots, killing 30-something million people now. That's a conservative number. Everybody has to go with lower or 20. They thought it was so horrible, we'll never admit it to ourselves, we'll get away with it. But instead, oh, they're going down. It's all coming out. All these governments, all these state governments are coming out exposing that they knew it was deadly, didn't protect you. It was fraud. Their liability shield doesn't protect them on that. And it's the same thing with the smuggled kids. They just think we're done. They think we're in a trance. They think the frog already boiled. And a lot of frogs did boil, but a lot of frogs jumped out. Got it? New World Order? But here's another thing I talk about a lot. Because I've been covering this for 30 years. I've talked to all the old-timers that were real experts. You know, head of Air Force Weapons Development, head of the FBI in the Los Angeles sector, Anthony Sutton, the head archivist at Congress. I mean, I've talked to a few people. They were like, pedophiles run it, child sex slavery. I was being told this 30 years ago. My uncle, when he died 10 years ago, he'd already told me some. He told me everything when he was dying. Right before they put him on a ventilator. Died 5 days later. He said, listen, it's all real. When I worked for Army Special Operations and the CIA, I was building airfields in Central and South America and Iran-Contra. And the reason I got out and a bunch of other guys got out was because they were smuggling kids out of orphanages, little kids. We didn't know where they were going, but we knew it was bad. And we tried to expose it. They came after us. I don't need to hear that from Benton Parton or people like that. No. Got to hear it from my uncle that saw it with his own eyeballs. He was in charge of building stuff, not in charge of the smuggling kids. So he was in charge of communications and airfields, building airfields, and El Jefe. And he knew a lot the government told him. You know what the government was doing. But with a little powder. But the point is that when it came to kids, like Tony Montana, I told you, no women, no kids. You think I need this in my life? You think I'm a worm like you? So that's the choice you've all got to make. And Trump needs to do the right thing, and he needs to do it right now. And he will. I have faith in that. In fact, I know it's going to happen. Pull the trigger. Now, I tell you, and you see it in the news, Confucian centers were set up in the 70s and 80s, openly run by the Communist Chinese Party, to get the students, mainly military people, their main target and government agent types, to fly them to China, pay them off, give them all this money. They get married there, you name it, to then become a communist Chinese agent. I'll get to this after our guest leaves us next hour. Guess what's happened, ladies and gentlemen? Guess what's happened? And I'm telling you, at least half of the Democrats in the Senate and House, that's a conservative number, are actual communist Chinese spies. They are in the party. They go there. They pledge allegiance. Swalwell, Dianne Feinstein, all of them. Former aide to New York governor charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. CNN. Former aide to New York governor Hochul charged with being an agent of the Chinese government. That means a spy. And it goes on. Linda Sun, former Kathy Hochul aide, arrested months after FBI raided her home. You can't swing a stick and not hit one. You can't swing a stick in the dark. Who do you think pedo-looking Walls is? He don't want to just put tampons in the boy's bathroom or cut your son's wiener off or let the people burn down Minnesota and say how great it was. His wife loved the smell of burning tires. It's a quote. How beautiful it was. The guy is a frickin' communist on record. In newspaper articles, he was being interviewed by 25 years ago. He's a piece of trash. And that tells you who runs this government. People that want to destroy our country. All right, I'm going to go to break. Listen, I can't do this without you. It's real simple. So, you want somebody that fights? We're doing it. You want somebody that delivers? We're doing it. You want somebody that pours their guts out? We do it. And we're having victory. And it's because of you. Those that have supported us, you get the credit, and I salute you and thank you. But I want to tell people that have never gotten a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood, your cardiovascular system, your libido, your energy, men will really feel it. Women, too, but men will really feel it in one particular way in the morning when you wake up. But that's just a happy side effect of it. It's all there. Oh, the great InfoWars MD gummies and highest quality 1,000-milligram tincture for your inflammation, your focus, your mind. Doesn't get you high. There's no THC. Legal in all 50 states. It is amazing. It's the good part of the plant God gave us. InfoWarsStore.com for the InfoWars MD line. So many other great products there. Get a book, get a film, get a T-shirt. Down and Out Sleep Support, Ultimate Krill Oil, Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. There, of course, is the Vitamineral Fusion that's so amazing that's about to sell out. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Check out the Ashwagandha Gummies, the Prostate Support, the Nerve Renew, the Good Night Sleep, the Joint Relief Max that is a natural pain reliever and works really great. Ashwagandha with black pepper extract. Oh, that gives you such mental clarity and relaxation. It's not like drugs you take as a depressant and you're just kind of out of it. No, you're like relaxed but more focused. All of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And while you're at it, go to the great sponsor, DrJonesNaturals.com, for all the nano-silver toothpaste and nano-silver products and next-level foundational energy that's not a stimulant but feels like one with no letdown because it has special things in your cells. Check out next-level foundational energy now at DrJonesNaturals.com. Hour number two is right ahead.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
And I'm sorry to give people the bad news, folks. It's all over. We need to get ready now. People need to go to KEPM.com/gold. KEPM.com/gold. You need to get ready. This is the place to go. I love them. They're great sponsors. They're great people. Or you can call 720-605-3900. In my opinion, you are insane if you don't get into silver right now and get some gold. And I wish I could do it. I'm under enemy attack. It's okay. It's fine. And I'm just looking at all of you, wishing I was in the position you're in right now, because I wish this wasn't the case, but I intellectually and spiritually know I'm 100% right. And I think you all know it too. We are screwed. But the good news is humanity's waking up, and we're going to turn this around. So buckle up, folks. Buckle up and get ready now, because the greatest crisis of all of our lives is happening now. And I'm just the watchman on the wall, the Paul Revere, telling you the New World Order's coming. It's here.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We are now living in a time when foreign gangs can cross over our border and seize people's property at gunpoint with no fear of the law.
This video has been making the rounds online since yesterday. Shows armed men walking through a building, knocking on doors, and entering an apartment. These men are part of a dangerous Venezuelan gang, and their numbers have been growing steadily because of the crisis at the border.
There have been rumblings of new gang activity in Aurora all summer. Officials have skated around the topic, but now there's video and victims they can't deny.
It's really like being held hostage.
Cindy was a prisoner in her own home. She's lived in this building at 12th and Dallas for years. This summer, when crime got worse, Cindy got cameras. Doorbell video shows a group of armed men forcing their way into her neighbor's home. Another night, her camera outside captured two men approaching a vehicle, guns drawn.
What I am told is that police leadership put it out that no less than like three or four officers could respond to one of these complexes. I now have other property owners, other apartment complexes calling and telling me the same kinds of things.
Police stand down.
The biggest commodity over there.
Cindy says she survived the ordeal by staying quiet, giving them food and bed bug spray. Every night, praying she'd hear sirens.
They left us there to die.
In her new home, far away, the peace she feels is fleeting. Because for so many others, she says there is no escape, no solution, and no sign that help will ever come.
The people working to defund the police are the same people bringing in millions of foreigners without any expectation to assimilate. These foreigners are being given money, education, and homes, while tax-paying American citizens are being kicked out of their homes and losing their jobs. Property taxes generate approximately 75% of a city's funding. And as the job market, home sales, commercial real estate, and the entire U.S. economy continues to plummet, the average American citizen will no longer be able to pay the city's taxes, and city governments will become desperate. Right on cue, the federal government announces it will be giving out hundreds of millions of dollars to cities willing to take more migrants. This isn't new. The Department of Homeland Security, who is supposedly tasked with securing the homeland, has already given out $1 billion to city governments in return for taking more migrants. And there will be billions more given out. This incentivized plan of self-destruction is scheduled to last another 2 years. The Venezuelan gang violence in Aurora, Colorado is already spilling out to the surrounding suburbs. And Aurora is just one of many. There are hundreds of sanctuary cities, counties, and states, all of which are losing money. And the funds being given out by Homeland Security will not cut it. They will only increase the amount of mouths to feed. As it turns out, the cost of feeding and housing tens of millions of people is unsustainable. And as the money starts to run out, things will get much more dangerous. John Williams predicts we will be seeing more demand for gated communities and private security companies.
A lot of these, new residents are coming from a harder world. They're coming from the El Salvadors of the world, the Venezuelas of the world. You know, these countries where they know a lot of hardship and they've come here for a better life, and they're going to do what they have to do to achieve that better life. And as we walk into the winter, it's going to be real cold in San Francisco, in Denver, New York City, and if they don't have shelter, they're going to take it, most likely. I mean, if the food cuts off, if the shelter, becomes harder to come by, if all of these, perks and things they were promised
deport
go away, it's going to be a free-for-all.
Last year, 139 mayors officially told Congress they need more money to provide food, housing, and other services to their growing migrant community. They wrote that
Both city government agencies and local nonprofits are overwhelmed and cannot provide the most basic assistance.
Where do you see all of this going? Do you think that this video right here is the end? Or do you think that this situation is very well the beginning? It's only 3 months until winter. These cities, they're going to get really cold.
Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
And coming up, armed Venezuelan gangs just took over an apartment complex in Chicago. I'm told it's a bunch of them.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs, only at InfoWarsStore.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
We're now in hour number two on this live Tuesday, September 3rd, 2024 transmission that the deep state is fighting like the devil, because they are, to shut down. Now, incredible investigative journalist Anthony Rubin is going to be joining us to give us a first look at a major documentary report coming out in a few weeks. It'll be in studio to premiere, confirming with eyewitnesses, documents tracking it, that the federal government itself, we already knew this, but here's footage of it, smuggling the kids and giving them to child traffickers, including sex traffickers. And we're going to play a short clip again of Trump talking about this now in his speeches, the 325,000 missing children in sex slavery and in regular manual slavery, slave labor. Even the New York Times reports that over a year and a half ago, but it's getting worse. I've said 100 times last hour, probably, till your ears bled, that Trump needs to not just say he's going to shut the border down, but he's going to find the children and they're going to prosecute who was behind this, and we know who was behind it, and who ended the DNA testing, Kamala Harris, Mayorkas, all of them, the NGOs, the charities, the Catholic, the Jewish charities, they're the two biggest, what they're called, Catholic charities, Jewish charities. Mayorkas is on the board of the Jewish charity. And so this is pure evil. I mean, remember, the Catholic Church got in all that trouble for covering up sex scandals. Well, this, or the Boy Scouts, this is the government working with these groups doing it. It's pure evil. I know it makes a lot of folks mad, makes me mad. But before I play that Trump clip and then go to our guest, I read the local news. So I said in the last few weeks, we saw Venezuelans the last year saying, we're coming to America, we're going to take your property, we're going to take your homes, take your apartments, and it's happening all over the place, that it's not just Colorado. It's in Houston. It's not just Denver and Aurora. It's in San Francisco. It's in L.A. It's going on in New York City. We've shown the footage. We've had the guest on, and it's MS-13. It's Venezuelan gangs. It's all these other gangs, and it's these predators that come like flies to you-know-what to feed on the children. Well, this is on the local news, CBS News, ABC News. Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex, taking it over. And here is the 911 call. So this just broke last night. Here it is.
Unit 10-3, I'm citywide, person with a gun, 6124 South King Drive. Caller says 32 Venezuelans are trespassing the building, showing guns in the courtyard, and they have motorcycles in the courtyard as well, all there. Well, they're filled. Nothing further is unclear.
And then there's more calls. So we're going to be getting to more of that as it unfolds. But then the police are told, don't respond. 32 armed Venezuelan street gangs taking over apartment complex. And you heard the local news in Denver. They're told, nah, don't send the police, or just send a couple cops if you have to, but don't run them out. And the governor said, it's a fantasy. It's a fantasy. Now, here's Trump talking about the elephant in the room. He needs to do the rest of it. He says two, well, but another two makes four. He needs to complete the circuit and say, we're going to shut down the border. We're going to find the missing kids. We're going to deport the military-aged men. We're going to save the children. We're going to prosecute who's behind it. Justice demands it. Plus, they're going to continue to expand if we don't. These are pure criminals. Here's Trump.
Listen to these numbers, though. Seriously, if this were a Republican, they'd be stringing them up. Now, listen to this number, because you have to understand what it means. 325,000 children have been lost. They've been allowed to be trafficked all across our borders. She flew in illegal aliens by the hundreds of thousands, and many of these were young children. But we have no idea where think of the number. 325,000 children are missing. Many are dead. Many are involved in sex operations. Many are working as slaves in different parts of probably this country and probably many others. But she was the border czar. Now she wasn't the border czar. But she was. It was headlines. Border czar. But now she doesn't want that term. But whether she was a border czar or not, she was in charge of the border. 325,000 children are missing. She created a fast pass entry program to speed the admission of illegals into all of our ports of entry. And remember when they said, no, now they have a new line.
So, they got rid of the DNA testing on purpose so they could cover their tracks. Anthony Rubin is an incredible investigative journalist and filmmaker. They got a major documentary coming out in 2 weeks. Anthony Rubin is a journalist who reports on illegal immigration, human smuggling, the issues affecting the border. Muckraker.com on X at Real Muckraker, on YouTube, Real Muckraker. And he's giving us a first look on what is about to come out. They're going to be in studio, him and his team, in 2 weeks. He's been kidnapped in Mexico on record. Just very, very valiant fella and his crew. Thank you for joining us. I don't want to just talk about, first we will, the kind of first look at this huge story you're going to be breaking. But also just in general, the awakening to the level of trafficking. And do you agree with me that Trump needs to make this one of his central issues, not just exposing it's happening, but who's behind it, why they're doing it. They will be prosecuted. The border will be shut and we will find the children. Anthony Rubin, thanks for being with us.
Well, Alex, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. And absolutely, you know, this is something that I've been thinking over the last couple of months, is that he needs to make the hundreds of thousands of children that have gone missing a much bigger campaign issue. Honestly, that could win him the election. I mean, there's so much evil in this country and people are so brainwashed. But when it comes to children being labor trafficked, sex trafficked, possibly organ trafficked, that just strikes something primitive and primal in every man and woman, unless they're, you know, mentally ill. And that could win him the election. You know, it's the immediate comeback when they start to say, oh, you know, you want to have mass deportations and lock kids in cages, total nonsense. But he needs to rebut with the statistics, as I now see he has been doing, which is of course, the right move. And I also see that he's talking about the death penalty if you're found guilty of child trafficking, which is the appropriate response. And I think that he needs to continue with this messaging.
I totally agree with you. We're going to get to your huge story in a moment. I'm just setting the table. You've been reporting for years on the Venezuelan gangs and MS-13 and others. Now we've confirmed the Democrats in all the blue cities are ordering police to stand down, letting them take over buildings as another incentive to get them up here. Now, $150,000 for the illegal aliens as a grant for homes in California, $30,000 in Oregon and other states, openly giving them driver's license to vote. Kamala Harris saying let them vote. Nancy Pelosi saying let them vote. Give them free stuff. I mean, this is just the normalization of importing voters in a permanent underclass. Give us your breakdown on that.
Absolutely. So everybody went crazy when the video from Aurora was shared of all these, you know, military aged men walking around armed, busting down a door. And I mean, obviously it's horrible. People need to understand is that is not an anomaly. That's happening across the country. So we've been knocking across over 10 different states with this list that was provided to us by a government insider. The list has the names of over 8,000 illegal alien children, the addresses that they were delivered to. We've been knocking all across the country over the last 3 months. And the apartment complexes that we go to basically every time are essentially what you see there in that viral video from Aurora in Colorado. My point is that that is not an anomaly. That is across basically every state now. I say basically, I mean, maybe it's not in Alaska. I'm not too sure. I've never been there. But pretty much every state in the continental United States, you have apartment complexes just like this. And the areas that we would knock looking for the children that we are going to, you know, show in this documentary live in apartment complexes, just like this. I mean, I have story after story, so many stories that I've forgotten all the details at this point. But I mean, this type of stuff is happening everywhere.
Start over, because that's really the big news. You're making a film, spending months and months on it. The witnesses going to the houses, knocking on the doors. Break down as much as you can tell us about the type of source that gave you the 8,000, just a nice sample of the missing children to start looking for them. Give us details of that.
You sure thing. So, honestly, I wish I had a bigger list. I wish I had more manpower and more resources. But given what we, given what we had, we made a very good use of it. And the list that we obtained was approximately 3 years old, meaning that the kids have been delivered about 3 years ago. And, you know, a lot of people thought that maybe it'd be useless. You're not going to be able to find the kids. They're going to be long gone. But that was not the case at all. As a matter of fact, there was kind of an unseen advantage to having an older list, because now you're further down the line and you can really see what the downstream effects were, the downstream consequences were, and the situations that these kids were delivered into. And so, yes, it was correct. A lot of people were correct. A lot of these kids have now gone missing. You show up and you knock on a door 3 years later. You're looking for a 9-year-old kid and they say, yeah, I don't have the kid anymore. The kid's on the other side of the country, or I gave the kid away to somebody. And that happened more times than I can remember. And had we gotten to them sooner, maybe we could have found them. So that's unfortunate. But on the other hand, we were able to now hear stories from children 3 years down the line, and some pretty incredible stuff. There was a tweet that you had shared that we put out the other day as we were kind of wrapping up this phase of our investigation, the last phase of this investigation. Maybe we'll start a part two. But what we did was we basically investigated a trafficking case in Florida. And to give people some context here, this is a case that was referred to the Department of Health and Human Services over 3 years ago. Homeland Security had also been referred to this case and apparently was investigating it and got nowhere with it. They did absolutely nothing. I mean, they did some preliminary knocking, probably just showing that, yeah, we're out here. We're trying to do something, but they got absolutely nowhere. Didn't find the kids. It took myself and two other men, hardcore journalism going out there knocking and, you know, using our brains to find these kids and being able to pull off what Homeland Security was unable to do. And we got the stories from two of these children that were delivered into a trafficking ring in Florida. This is a Guatemalan man who has received many, many kids. Confirmed he's received, or his network has received around 19 children, but that's based off of the old list that we have. So it's likely that they've received many more. And these children were telling us, yeah, I mean, we got here. And immediately there was a debt slapped on our head. And over the last few years, we have been basically in debt servitude. They've been threatening us, you know, continuously for this debt. And, the story goes on and on, but at a high level, that's what we got. And we were able to find two of these kids. Again, Homeland Security was unable to pull this off.
By the way, with your small team, getting the list of 8,000 from your sources, we've had Homeland Security try to get us to go do this as well. I haven't had the crew. You've gone out and done it. The federal judges asked me to do the same thing you just did. I'm probably the same people. But this is what we need to get Trump and federal agents doing. But imagine you're at this guy's door. And he's like, yeah, I take kids. I just give them away. That right there is a giant crime. Whoever smuggled them in, whoever gave them to them, they're ghost children. And he's just admitting that. If that was law enforcement, you would have probable cause for child trafficking to arrest him right there. Find out, quote, who he gave the child to. I mean, let that sink in. But we're just calmly talking about here. Like, oh, I had a puppy. I gave it away to somebody. I don't know. Oh, where'd that bike go? Oh, I just gave it to somebody. I don't know. These are children we're talking about. Explain that to people.
Right. I mean, again, we have so much footage of that. I mean, again, more footage than I can even remember. Maybe somebody wants to buy it off me because I can't even use all of it. Where you show up and they say, yeah, you know, we gave the kid away. It's a complete violation of the agreement that they sign when they receive the kid. And yeah, absolutely. You know, the other thing is that when you speak to pretty much all of these people that have said, yeah, we've given the kid away, they have such a bravado about them, such a nerve about them, like they just don't care. Like there's no concern whatsoever that here they don't know who we are. They don't care who we are. And here we are knocking on the door. We're asking for the kid. We know who they are because we have all their information. We know who the kid is. We know where they live. And we're asking about a missing kid. And they just have this attitude about them like they could do whatever the heck they want. You know, and these are the people that are in this country now, these people that think it's okay to receive children and just, I don't know, sell them, give them away, you know, put them into forced labor and servitude, whatever it may be. But the bravado of a lot of these people is such that they think that this is okay, and they seem to be totally unconcerned with what the consequences of that might be.
Well, they know because the feds are, we know the feds are, we know the feds are aiding them and abetting them, so, and they're doing it through NGOs. They have a feeling of invincibility. Let me just roll some B-roll. This is us like 2 years ago at the Texas border. We have undercovers inside. They say, hey, there's a guy on there to pick up three little girls, like 10, 11, 12. He's going to, quote, make them work for the Lord. He sees her, follows out the undercover cop we had in there, and is totally arrogant. Says, yeah, nobody wants these kids. I'm going to make them work. He later puts them in a van and goes to Pennsylvania. I mean, no ID, no nothing, no record. This is so criminal. Go ahead.
Well, that's correct. It is so criminal. And the people behind this, it is a there's many layers to this onion. I mean, we're looking at the final stage of this, the most outer layer or inner layer, depending on which way you're looking at it, which is boom, end result, they're being delivered to somewhere and they're going to be working in a warehouse or on a farm somewhere. But the story starts thousands of miles away. You know, these same kids that told us they were trafficked, they told us that they first heard about the journey to the United States via radio ads in Guatemala. And these kids are from a remote village in Guatemala somewhere. And they told us, yeah, we heard radio ads that were encouraging us to go to the United States. And so they met up with a coyote, and this coyote had also, you know, corralled a bunch of other children, and they smuggled them into Mexico, and they were in a tractor trailer over the course of a couple of weeks that would, you know, drive them for a little bit and then drop them off. They were telling us in a warehouse full of kids. They're telling us there were hundreds, perhaps thousands of kids in a warehouse in any given night in Mexico, and they would do it again. They would get in another tractor trailer, drive north, boom, get off, another warehouse they would be stored in until eventually they got to the United States. So the point is, it's an industrial-scale trafficking program, and it's not as if the Guatemalan government and the Mexican government don't know what's going on here. I mean, they're in on it. I saw now Mexico is going to actually start busing these people to the U.S. border. So, but that's what it is. I mean, there are people that are actually paying for radio advertisements, just like you see in Sound of Freedom, basically, encouraging these small kids to go up en masse to the United States. And then, of course, when they get here, they're just labor traffic. And that's what happened with these kids. They heard the radio ads, and then as soon as they got here, they were like, oh, you know, now we have to pay off our debt, our smuggling debt to the people that got us here.
Now, the Senate reports back when Obama was doing this confirmed there was sex slavery going on. So it's not speculation, but the New York Times would report on the physical slavery working in factories. This is a massive job. What would you advise Trump to do if and when he wins the election?
Trump should, honestly, I think that Trump should go after or should hire, bring on the team, private individuals that have actually shown proven expertise at this, such as, for example, whistleblowers Deborah White and Tara Rodas. I know that you've spoken to them. Carlos Arellano. I mean, these are people that were in the system. They know what's going on. But what happens is you have these government bureaucrats like the Homeland Security individuals that, you know, allegedly investigated this trafficking case in Florida that are totally useless, right? They weren't able to find anything. So you need people that are experts in the situation that could
Hold on. You're being too kind, though. They're not useless. They created the climate. They paid the money. They're facilitating it. Go ahead.
Correct. No, 100% agreed. But yeah, I mean, you've got a clear house and bring in people that have actually proven expertise on this matter. And then, yeah, point to where the kids are. They know where the kids are. I mean, it's not a secret to have all this documented. And start sending special forces teams or whoever, SWAT teams, local police, whoever it may be.
I was about to say, let me stop you, because imagine if a governor, like our governor in Texas or in Florida, they find out where the safe houses are. The feds are doing this illegally. You SWAT team them with cameras in the news. It's over for Kamala. Go ahead.
100%. There is a lot of corruption, though, that's going on in these, especially on the tribal land that these kids are held on. So these children that we found were held in a facility in Pomona, California, which is on tribal land.
Okay? Oh.
And something interesting that happened here was there were some very, very suspicious cases. For example, the trafficking case in Florida. And when there was a census printed, so they basically had a census taken of all the kids that had been taken in and then subsequently delivered out of this intake shelter, right? There were actually names that were scrubbed from that census, and nobody knows what's happened to them. So somebody actually went in and scrubbed the names off of that census. Because if you have that census, which I do, and you look for the names of the children that were delivered to this Florida address, it's not there. It's only because there were brave people that were and that were had the foresight to actually take the names out of the database beforehand that we have that information. But on the census that they printed out and saved, there are many, many names of children that were delivered to egregious situations that are not there. So nobody knows where those kids went. And there needs to be a massive investigation into that. That's beyond the scope of my power. I can't do that. But a guy like President Trump needs to get this information and do something about it.
What would you call these, ghost children?
Sure. Ghost children, that's a good name. Absolutely. Children where there is no documented record of it. I mean, the thought is, the allegation is, I suppose, that somebody actually went in and deleted these kids off of whatever database record there was on them in the Pomona intake shelter system, because as far as anybody's aware, those records are gone now. You can't find them. If you look for the kids that we found that admitted to being trafficked in Florida and you look for them in the Pomona system, you will not find them.
Unbelievable. And we've had the whistleblowers. I've had your colleagues on that were, you know, feds that were involved in this and blew the whistle to Congress. And they literally talked about the first staging grounds at private Walmarts with hundreds of kids a day being rotated out, just handed over, in many cases with no ID, totally ghosted. And then, and when you are able to track where they went, they're like, oh, I just gave the kid away. Imagine that. This is so dangerous. Why do you think the Democratic Party has been so brazen to commit a crime this massive, this evil? I mean, these are wild, wild men, wild women. This is just so spectacularly evil.
I don't think they care. And now at this point, I don't think that they can admit it. I mean, can you really get members of the so-called squad or anybody else, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi? I mean, can they really admit what's going on? It would be political suicide. So now you just have to sweep it under the rug. Which shows, of course, how evil these people are, that they don't give a damn. But yeah, you know, I saw something that Tim Walz was accusing Donald Trump of wanting child labor, if you could even imagine. It's total 1984 doublespeak with these people. But that's what it is, I think, with most of them. And I also think, honestly, the Republicans are largely useless. They're certainly the better of the two. But I think that the Republicans, there's just a lot of political theater. We're going to release this report. By the way, the trafficking took place in Byron Donald's congressional district. Right? Big time congressman. I tagged him in the tweet that we put out that got over a million views, so I doubt he didn't see it. But let's see if he's going to offer any comment on this. I hope he does. I'm not saying that he won't, and I'm not, you know, alleging that he's turning a blind eye to this, but I will be very curious to see what Republicans actually make a comment on this when we release it. And, you know, and I think that everybody should keep a keen eye on Republicans in general and look at the ones that are speaking out against this and which ones are, you know, remaining quiet, because certainly not all of them are talking out against it.
Well, you literally read my mind. We're going to go to break. I want to come right back where you're going. Now, that was my next question. I was going to say, when we go to break, I want to talk about this when we come back. You're really a leading expert on this when it comes to boots on the ground getting stuff done. And even more so, as you said, these wonderful men and women, whistleblowers from, you know, mid-level, high-level, low-level DHS that have saw it and gone public to Congress, then it gets swept under the rug. You know, we got people like AOC standing at a fence at an empty center saying Trump was enslaving children and then showing photos of Obama putting them in cages. They're all really guilty of this, and it's time to call them out, but not just the Democrats. Republicans, as you said, are useless. You're right. The Republicans are useless. The Democrats are running it. So by extension, once we expose this, the Republicans that are useless are now complicit. Let's talk about putting heat to the Republicans' asses when we come back with Anthony Rubin of Muckraker. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties. and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You know, I've been on air 30 years, and about 10 years into being on air, 7-8 years. Rick Linklater, who's not a Hollywood guy, but a big filmmaker, say, hey, I like your show and put you in some movies. So I'm in movies with Keanu Reeves and Winona Ryder and Woody Harrelson and Morton Downey Jr. and all those kind of people. But after that, Hollywood called me out there and they wanted you to put me in bigger films, but they wanted me to sell out, so I didn't do it. And meeting some of the biggest Hollywood stars really back then, it didn't mean anything to me. It was interesting, but I didn't care. But knowing people like President Trump that's putting his life on the line, knowing people like Ron Paul, knowing people like Anthony Rubin, knowing people like Tucker Carlson who's fighting so hard, knowing people, you know, that are really out there making a difference. And I mean, tell you, I've gone and covered the child smuggling probably 10 times. And it's so angering when you see them smuggling the kids. You can't stop them. There's no ID, no nothing. Some of them are babies. That I don't know how the Border Patrol sits there and watches all this happen under orders to facilitate it. They complain, they speak out, but they're facilitating it. That's admitted. And I don't know how the DHS whistleblowers, who've now gotten out, but now make this their full-time job that he was talking about earlier that we should have back on, how they deal with it, because this is true evil. I mean, if you saw your neighbor's kid grabbed out of the backyard and disappeared in a white van, you'd have nightmares about it for years, especially if they never found him. Or imagine your kid. I mean, where's the instincts? Where is the... I remember that famous footage of the ABC reporter, her own crew leaked it, and she's like, yeah, we knew he was trafficking kids, but they wouldn't let me run it. I'd have been really famous. It'd have been the top story if I did. She didn't care. I forget her name. We put her on screen the other day when I talked about it. She didn't even care about the kids. It was just, I would have been really big, but whatever, so what? I mean, don't they have empathy knowing that can happen to them or their kids? Because empathy is where you see somebody else's kid, it feels like yours. You have that instinct, so it doesn't happen to your kid. So that's where we're at. So I interrupted you some. You're making incredible points. I want you to basically go wherever you want now after you answered the question that you already said before I asked it about the useless Republicans. Trump is not useless. He's bringing it up, but he's not saying we're going to find him. We're going to arrest the people that did this. He needs to go all the way. So he's the best, but that's still not useless, but half-ass. I'll just be point blank. And then you see the other Republicans won't say a damn thing about it. You've got Gates and Jim Jordan and a few others. When Nunes was in there, he was talking about it. But this isn't something that you just cover here on the side. Because, again, the kids, it's terrible what's happening to them. But a government that thinks it can get away with this, if it does, what comes next? I mean, this is crazy. And we know crime and kids. I had a stack I never covered Sunday of just... NFL top pick shot, congressman's house robbed, congressman carjacked, prominent people's all you hear about now, or prominent, movie actor's daughter kidnapped. I mean, it's like, and I see the real crime numbers, the FBI tries to suppress them, but they leak. And I mean, it's dangerous out there, folks. And it's getting more dangerous. And what's wrong with the people running things that they think a society like this is one they want to live in as well? Where's their money going to be worth anything if everything collapses? They'll have more of the fiat money, but they won't be able to leave their bunker. And they're all building bunkers. It's just crazy. So what I think, more than targeting Democrats, because they love it, they know they're doing it. AOC's been confronted with this. She's been sent all the documents. She covers it up. She loves it. She's a damn demon, a soulless Satanist. But so instead of focusing on Democrats, yeah, that's what I'm doing with Trump. We need to focus on Republican governors and attorney generals and legislatures. And we need to focus on Congress. Speak to that and then elaborate into, hype this up, because this is big, because you've only delivered, your reports are always what you say and more. And you've got a huge documentary coming out, finding the missing children, and then finding people that said, yeah, I got some 7, 8, 9, 10-year-olds and I just gave them to somebody. Well, real law enforcement would grab them by the neck and drag them in, and they'd be indicted, and we'll only put you in jail for 5 years if you tell us where the kids are. Literally, in the old days, they'd be taking phone books to their heads, and that's when you do that for kids, folks. The gloves are off here, because again, if a species will let its young be targeted, the species is dead. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely, I agree with everything you said there. If we're going to talk about why we have, to take it back a minute to what you were asking, why we have Republicans that, aren't making this one of their top issues, aren't out there talking about this every single day, trying to do something about it. I don't know that I have the answer there, but I can speculate, right? On the one hand, I think that most of these people are simply useless. And you could tell that they're useless if you just look at any of these spending packages that are put forth, right? None of it has to do. I mean, what is a congressman? What are they really supposed to do? I mean, the purpose of the House is it's supposed to be the House of the people, right? They are supposed to be representing on a more localized level their district and fighting for the needs of their particular district that sent them up to Washington to represent them. But that's not really what happens, is it? These people basically become subservient to all these outside lobbyists. And when you look at these spending packages, there's nothing that benefits their district. You think any given congressman, for the most part, They're not really fighting for anything that's going to benefit their district. They're fighting for who's, what's going to benefit the person who funded their most recent campaign, right? And so I think that a lot of it is simply that it's, you know, they have no room for it in their political agenda. And so there's that, although if they did make a campaign issue for, out of it, even if they were just thinking politically, it would probably help them again because people are tired of this crap and they want to see these children rescued on a basic primitive level. But now, if I'm going to speculate a bit, if everybody remembers and if people haven't listened to it, they have to do it. The leaked audio between Jeff DeWitt, the GOP chair in Arizona, and Carrie Lake, where he was trying to get her to step aside. And he was like, well, what's your number? Right? What's it going to take for you to kind of go away for a couple of years and then come back? One of the things that was in that audio recording was he mentioned, and I forget what the full context of this was, but he mentioned, he goes, you know, the cartel right now is operating across all 50 states. And it was sort of like a veiled threat. And I honestly truly think that if you had especially these Congress people that are very low level, they're easy to find. I mean, all you have to do is wait outside, like, what is it, Longfellow or one of the other like office buildings in Washington, D.C. and wait for these people. You'll find them. And they can very easily be taken out. Of course, I'm not calling for violence, right? But what I'm saying is that they can be found. And I believe probably that there is a legitimate fear of these smuggling organizations, these cartel organizations, that, you know, if you shake things up too much, that you will be a legitimate target. Because as was in that leaked audio between Carrie Lake and the GOP chair, these people are operating in all 50 states. I've seen it myself. You walk around Roosevelt Avenue in Queens, for example, you see people with Gulf cartel hats on.
Oh yeah.
So I think that there could be a very legitimate fear that these people might have of being taken out if they make this a real issue.
Go back to that, because I remember playing that clip a few times. There's the head of the RNC at the time. He had to resign, telling Carrie Lake, hey, you better watch out. You better just take this money. You know, there's some big folks back east want to take care of you. She goes, well, how much? I mean, it's incredible. And he starts talking, well, it could be a lot. She goes, well, I'm not going to take that. He goes, well, you better watch out for the cartels.
Right.
They're using them as muscle.
Right. Well, I think that these people might legitimately be afraid to take a stand. Now, of course, I don't give them a pass. If you are running for Congress and you're down there in Washington, D.C., and you're going to be too coward to call out the issues that actually plague this country, I mean, you have to be willing to put your life on the line if that's the position you want to hold. But unfortunately, these people are not. They're cowards, mostly useless people. But if you're asking me why, those are my answers. I think for the most part, it just doesn't benefit them politically. They're worried about benefiting their special interests, the lobbyists, the people that got them into that position to begin with. And I think they're probably afraid for their life, on the other hand, probably on the fringes.
And that's the crazy part. Zapata said, a lot of people have said this throughout history, it's better to live on, it's better to die on your feet than live on your knees. In my experience, you live on your feet, you die on your knees. So these people want to sell out, do everything that the system wants. Well, the system then gets taken over by more and more corrupt people, and then you create a hell on earth. Don't they understand that?
I suppose not. I mean, most of these people are really bad people. I mean, I've met with, I'll say it on air right here. So I had a meeting with a congressman, an in-person meeting with a congressman by the name of Chuck Edwards in North Carolina. Okay. Meeting was set up and we went there. This was a few months ago. And we brought all of our findings from when we did the trek from South America to the U.S. border. I came with maps, came with everything. And first of all, he had no idea. I mean, he didn't even know that the UN was behind this. He goes, well, that's actually very interesting that you're telling me that the United Nations is behind this. You know, I wasn't aware of that. But then he has the nerve to just get like, I maybe it was because he realized that I knew a lot more than him and he really didn't have any idea of what was going on. And here is this relatively young man going up and educating this congressman and the issues that he's supposed to be an expert on. And he just gets totally like condescending with me. And he's like, well, you know, I'm kind of beyond investigations. You know, if you look at the bills that I passed, this, that, and the other thing. And it was, and I called him out. I was like, man, you're actually useless. I was like, so here I am. I was like, I'm handing you maps. I'm showing you things you've never seen before. You can go. I mean, I don't know what you might do with this information, but it's information you didn't have before. And he just gets totally condescending with me. And, you know, the meeting ended on such a horrible note. And my point is that that is one of hundreds. I think that many people share that same mentality. It's like this elite class. If you go down, you go into their office buildings in Washington, D.C., anybody that hasn't done this should do it. Go walk around their office buildings and just go see these people. I mean, they walk around these cliques. You'll even see the Democrats and the Republicans, like these congressmen that on TV, they act like they're their worst enemies. But then you see them walking around grabbing lunch together like they're best friends. It's all for show. These people, generally speaking, I think are very phony individuals, cowards. And I think it's really probably 5% or less of them that actually are willing to put it all on the line for our republic.
You're absolutely right. But then if you have the conservative caucus that's, you know, 30-something real people, they're playing a baseball game. Here comes the leftist and tries to kill them and shoot Scalise and tries to kill Senator Paul. So absolutely, it's because Paul's had his ribs caved in, his lung punctured. He's been attacked a bunch of other times because they're out to get him. And I can tell you, I get attacked. You've been kidnapped. You've been attacked. I mean, but at the same time, I don't even call it fear. It's like a duty, but it is a form of fear, but it doesn't feel like I'm scared. It's a drive that I've got to fight them. I've got to confront them. The drive is the opposite of hiding, and you nailed it without even looking for these articles. So if I looked, I'd have like 100 of them. Congressman robbed, home invasions, kids kidnapped, top NFL draft pick shot, mayor shot, city councilwoman killed, city councilman run over. I mean, just the other day, I was like, why is there all these, because they just print me all these top, you know, news stacks, hundreds of articles, and I send them hundreds of articles, and they just print me something that's interesting, and I'm like, what is this? And then I can see the crime. I live in a pretty nice neighborhood. They rob other cars all the time if you don't park them in the garage. Everybody I know, working class, middle class, upper class neighborhoods, everybody's getting robbed. People are getting held up all over the place. There's all sorts of shootings. There's homeless people. Last night, I was driving home in a nice area of town, but they've got homeless people at every corner. And a crazy guy with his shirt off that looked like Dawn of the Dead turned towards my car. It's a green line I'm driving. I'm driving about 50, and it's a 50. And it's an access road, and there's a bunch of tents and homeless, and a guy with a baseball bat walks out in the road in front of me. I slow down to about 5 miles an hour. Now I'm about 50 yards from him. He turns to me with this ghostly, psychotic face, had to be meth or something, with a baseball bat and spit running down his face. And I was almost got my camera, but then by then he like stumbled off into the night. I went and saw the movie Reagan. It was great, by the way. I mean, you call it cheesy. Well, they were Leave It to Beaver back then. It's very accurate from transcripts of stuff that happened. So my parents met me at the theater. I went to the theater. My older daughter went. She went home. I went home. My parents went home. So I'm driving home at like 9 o'clock at night, and there's a drooling guy in the middle of the street with a baseball bat with his shirt off. I mean, I see this crap every day, bro. It's bad.
Right. Right. And I mean, yeah, that's one story of many. I fled Los Angeles about a year ago and it was like that. It was literal zombie land. I couldn't stand it anymore. But you know, just taking this back a step to what I was mentioning before with Jeff DeWitt and Carrie Lake and that leaked audio where they were basically threatening her and saying, don't run again. Imagine how many other circumstances and situations there are like that with the hundreds of politicians on the federal level that work in the legislative branch. Imagine how many more conversations like that take place every year, right? That's probably a common conversation. You know, we just happened to hear one of them with Carrie Lake, but I'm sure that these people are threatened and blackmailed. I mean, we know that they are. And so I think that that is probably a very legitimate reason why these people don't want to speak out against these trafficked kids. Let me get to this. And when we come on in studio in a couple of weeks, we could do a deeper dive, but it's worth mentioning now that we're kind of in this vein. There is a CIA contractor by the name of MVM. Okay, now this contractor has been around for decades. They worked with the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, Department of Homeland Security, State Department, everybody, right? I mean, their tendrils are everywhere. And they're a private security contractor. They, for example, they send personnel down to Guantanamo Bay. They have, if you look right now on the website, they're hiring for positions to send people to Guantanamo Bay. They guarded CIA stations in Iraq, that sort of thing. Now, this
say the name one more time for people listening. We'll put it on screen.
MVM, as in Mary Victor Mary. So that just MVM.com. MVM Inc. is actually the name of the organization, but just look up MVM and you'll find it. MVM CIA contractor. You will find it. And so these people, this organization is one of the top organizations that's responsible for escorting these, I say escorting in quotes, these kids, across the country. And if you could even imagine that, so you have a CIA contractor that's actually now moving these kids. And I mean, these are contracts that are worth tens of millions of dollars. And, you know, again, to bring it back now to the politicians, I am sure, I don't have proof of this, but I am sure that there are behind the scenes conversations organizations like MVM do not want those contracts threatened, right? I mean, that's a large part of their business now. They don't want those contracts threatened. So, well, let's make sure that these Congress people don't do too much to rock the boat, because then, you know, we're going to have to make some cutbacks, right? So, again, we will get more into this. We actually stormed their headquarters in our documentaries. People will see that. We show up at their headquarters in McAllen, Texas, where they just have a parking lot full of these white vans that they use every morning to smuggle these kids. And they throw masks on the kids, right? As soon as they see us, everybody puts a mask on. You know, keep your head down. And that's what's going on. I mean, the CIA contractor, they know all the tactics, and they are escorting, in quotes, these kids all across the country.
And you've done reports showing some of the other NGOs. Talk about the mothership NGOs and then all the contractors that are under them.
MVM is definitely a mothership. That is a big one. Southwest Key is another big name that you hear. They're the ones that operate the Walmart facilities in South Texas and really all along the southern border. I mean, they're everywhere. They're in New Mexico. They're in Arizona. They're in California. Everybody, actually, you can just go and Google Southwest Key facility, like on Google Maps, and you'll see some of them pop up. And, oh, I mean, incredibly mismanaged and horribly run. We've already spoken about this on past shows that I've come on, but, you know, stories of, and again, this is open. People can look this up, of MVM workers, you know, molesting a kid and exposing him to HIV. I think that individual is now serving like 20 years. I mean, probably should be put to death, in my opinion, but I think he's serving around 20 years. An escort groping a kid on an airplane. And again, these are just the people that have been exposed. Could you imagine how many child gropers and fondlers and molesters are working for these organizations that are still at large right now? I can't even imagine, but they're certainly out there.
You're dead on. And look, and this is not something I'm even proud of. He was a great man, you know, highly decorated in Vietnam, helicopter pilot, covert operations. But my mom's brother worked in Iran-Contra, and he was, you know, pretty senior, but he was building airfields and communication systems, mainly in Central America. And again, he told me some of this. He's one of the reasons I was so awake, because he got out of it in the late 80s. And you know, he was reporting directly to the White House. Reagan wasn't involved. It was George Herbert Walker Bush was running it all. He said that. And I mean, he was doing, like, you know, reports and stuff on Morse code to him, because that's, you know, they couldn't decode that. And he'd been the world champion Morse coder at one time when he was a teenager. That's actually a true story. And the youngest ham radio operator ever at a time to have the license. He was like, you know, Johnny Quest or something. But he said that he and a bunch of the guys got out because he said they were smuggling kids out of orphanages and that the CIA was doing it with airplanes. And then here you are right now today as a CIA contractor. The CIA is who they are, folks, doing this. This has been going on a long time. They're just scaling it way up to levels that are just insane. Can you speak to that? And then also, they say like 75 to 80% are getaways, or they never contact them. And they know they bring kids across and dump them and then bring them back. So they'll just throw the babies out in the field after they've used them, or they're sick, you know, because then they're let in and they have a kid with them. There's no DNA testing. I mean, if it's 325,000 since Biden's been in that the feds admit are missing, any ideas on what the real numbers are?
Hey, as far as what the real numbers are, that's anybody's guess. Let's start at 300,000 and just assume it's more than that. I mean, honestly, whatever the government reports is always wrong. Maybe double that. I don't really know. Truthfully, I'd be lying if I said that I knew the number, but it's hundreds of thousands. I mean, past a certain point, does it make a difference? I mean, right? If it's 600,000 or 800,000, I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of kids, right? Let's start by finding one. Right. As of right now, as far as I know, the federal government has not attempted to find one of them. So let's start there and see if we can find a couple thousand. But it's hundreds of thousands of these kids. Now, you were talking about the CIA, trafficking. Right. And you asked me to speak on that. What I will say is this. So, again, we talked to more kids than I can remember. And one of the common themes that you hear, we would ask them, so explain the transportation process. Right. How did you get from the shelter, in air quotes, to the final destination? And they told us, a lot of times we heard a story where it was a very similar story where they would be basically loaded onto a charter flight. So this was like a secret flight that was all kids. So when you see these flights that are leaving out of, for example, McAllen, Texas, and you just show up at McAllen Airport and you get on basically any of the morning flights, you will see on those flights children being escorted to Houston, and then that's where they have their labor and they fly to wherever else. But these children were telling us, no, we actually had special airplanes that would load up all the children. They'd fly us to our destination, And then we would have a charter bus come pick us up. And then what would happen from the charter bus is we would basically get driven out to the middle of a field somewhere. And that's where the quote unquote sponsors would all come and pick up the kids from this hidden field so that nobody could see what was going on.
And by the way, we started exposing that right when Biden got in, and we even got footage of it. They didn't admit it for a year, but now that's admitted on the news, where it shows them at 3 a.m. landing in New York, Illinois, flying them out of Texas, flying them to Florida. I mean, what you're saying is on record, but you're talking to the kids that experienced it.
Absolutely. Like I said, more kids than I can remember have told us the same story. Charter flights. Then they land at some airstrip somewhere, and the charter buses come, and they pick them up, and they get driven out to a field, and that's where they're dispensed to these sponsors and never heard from again.
All right.
And that's what's going on.
Anthony Rubin, again, you're a hero, and I know you don't want to hear that, but this is a hero. This is a real man. This is the real deal. In Central America, in Mexico, getting kidnapped, in the jungles, all the way from where it starts to where it ends. This, look at it for the kids out there. This is what you want to be like. Anthony, you're going to be in studio to break this 2 weeks from now. I can't wait, sir. People need to follow you right now on YouTube at Real Muckraker, on X, Real Muckraker, and your website, muckraker.com. They should support you so you can expand your team. God bless you, sir.
God bless you as well, Alex. Thank you so much, and I'll see you soon.
God bless you, man. Yeah, my uncle, I never saw him cry, except when he was about to get put on a ventilator for about 10 minutes, spilt his guts. He told me a lot of it. He told my mom even more, and he started crying. So imagine he's building airfields to fight communists and ship, you know, guns in and you know what out. He already did that for the country. And he said, but he finally, the evil got so bad. He said it finally hit a moment where I was just like, oh my God, I've been serving evil. Cause he did what they said in Vietnam. Oh yeah. He did. You know what they shipped out of there? My uncle did that under orders. Uncle Sam, folks, opium. And this is the real world, folks. And so it's time to grow up and stop following the orders and get your soul back. Because you don't want to be crying on your deathbed. And he was a great man. So, I can't fight these people without you, folks. We're exposing the poison shots. We're exposing the human trafficking. We're fighting it all. And I'm willing for them to kill me if they might. But at the end of the day, I want to stay on air. And I need money to fight these bastards. I want to expand, not just stay where we're at. I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. We got great products, the best water filtration, the best herbal foods at the lowest price, incredible supplements, the InfoWars MD line, the CBD gummies, they're good for your immune system and so great for inflammation and so much more. All the great products, InfoWarsStore.com. Go there, support us, and support our sponsor that's not InfoWars. In case they shut this down, my dad's company is a key first sponsor for us. It's got great products, the NanoSilver products, all the other great supplements. The Next Level Foundational Energy is not a stimulant, but it has that effect with no letdown. But the key compounds like methylfolate in the cells, you need to experience it. DrJonesNaturals.com. I need you to make the decision to go there and support it. It's like a donation, but you'll love what you get in the mail. And I hope you love it. I think you will. We get rave reviews. You'll order more. We have that relationship. Please support me. I need your help. I can't do this without you. You are everything. When you decide to take action, nothing on earth can stop you. DrJonesNaturals.com. DrJonesNaturals.com are the coordinates for these great products and to keep us on the air in the critical fight. I won't back down. I won't give in. I can't sell out, but I could give out. Help me now. I fired the bat signal. Hour number three, straight ahead.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWars MD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation, and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you are keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
The program leftists failed to silence. It's the Alex Jones Show.
In December of 2020, federal agents knocked on military veteran Jeremy Brown's door and asked him to be a paid informant for the government. They asked him to infiltrate some groups involving a January event. Mr. Brown recorded this conversation, went public with it, and the feds have been after him ever since. After an illegal search of his home 3 years ago, the same federal agents who Jeremy exposed on video allegedly found unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents. As a result, Jeremy Brown was sentenced to federal prison. While there, he filed for an appeal, which included evidence proving that federal agents planted the unregistered explosive grenades and national defense documents during their search. Last January, he went public with this information. The grenades were tested for DNA, and the FBI's own experts found two male specimen DNAs on the grenades, none of which were from Jeremy Brown. They found a dog hair underneath one of the grenades. Mr. Brown has two dogs, so the FBI got a search warrant, took over 50 samples from his dogs, and determined that the hair on the grenade was not from his dogs. They found a carpet fiber on the tape around one of the grenades, so they get another search warrant, cut out pieces of Jeremy's carpet, and compare the fibers to the one that was found with the grenade, and they determine it was not a match. Criminal counts 6, 7, 8, and 9 were allegedly found on a compact disc that they claim Mr. Brown carried with him through the deserts of Kuwait and Afghanistan for 17 years, and yet there isn't a scratch or a hint of discoloration on it. His appeal was granted, but Jeremy has been kept from his lawyer, and the crooked U.S. justice system hopes to silence him in the D.C. gulag. His trial is tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m. in Washington, D.C. Go there if you can and support Jeremy Brown as he exposes the truth about January 6th.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to testify to the truth and the reality of January 6th and my involvement not only with the Oath Keepers, but also my involvement with the federal government as they attempted to recruit me prior to the January 6th event, unbeknownst to me at the time, but of course it became very clear after the events of January 6th what had happened. So they know this, they know that I have a recording of this, and they do not want my story to get out there, and I've made it very widely known that I'm utilizing this opportunity to get on the stand in a misdemeanor trial to make the truth known to the American people on the record, under oath. All right. So the government is doing everything that they possibly can to prevent me from doing that. And their main thing is to interrupt my ability to prepare for trial, to move me into a controlled environment known as the D.C. gulag, or what's also known as the D.C. federal jail.
Support Jeremy Brown in Washington, D.C. tomorrow, September 4th at 9:30 a.m. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
That guy I've interviewed him, he's a great man. Such a good person. Yep, when tyrants rule, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. That's a butchering, the original is. When freedom fails, the best men rot in filthy jails, and those that cried appease, appease, are hung by those they tried to please. All right, I have masses of incredible news we haven't covered yet, and I'm going to hit on all of it. But I want to take your calls in this hour. So when we return, after this quick one-minute break, when we join over 300 radio stations to the enemy's chagrin and frustration, which I love to do, we will open the phone lines up and take your calls live, uncensored. All I ask is you got a point to make in a clear telephone line. So we come back in 60 seconds. We'll take your phone calls. Please follow me on X. That's the coordinates at Real Alex Jones of So Much Breaking News and Infowars.com/show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Nitric Boost, Turmeric 95, high quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Coming to you live from deep in the heart of Texas, broadcasting worldwide, I'm your host, Alex Jones. All right, I want to hit some more big news, and then I'm going to give the number out to take your calls on the big subject I covered in the first and second hour. I want to get your take on it. I want to get your comment on it. Do you agree with me that Trump needs to make it a central campaign issue to not just talk about the 325,000 missing children? New York Times confirms many in slave labor and many in sex slavery, many dead. He needs to pledge to find them and have a task force and save as many as we can. And then investigate from the top down to the bottom up the open facilitation of it, the ending of the DNA testing so unaccompanied or kids who weren't with their relatives can be smuggled in, and the NGOs. Trump needs to prosecute the people responsible. Isn't that what we need to focus on? The border is important, but this is the real sick heart of it. And then it's the right thing to do. It's super politically popular. It's got to happen. And what did you think of that incredible interview with Muckraker and the film they're about to release, actually finding kids and then finding people saying, yeah, I had kids. I don't know where they are. I gave them to somebody. I mean, think of the magnitude of that and let that sink in. So we're talking about human trafficking, not just here, but worldwide. Talking about the Democrats being involved in it, running it. Many of the Republicans being useless, just sitting on the sidelines, giving it lip service. What do we do? What do we tell Trump to do? What does Trump need to say? We're making this a focal point. We need to break through on this. We've already broken through. We need to go all the way through. The toll-free number to join us on this live Tuesday transmission is 877-789-2539. See it right there on screen. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. And if you're Border Patrol or federal marshals or sheriff's deputies or police or firefighters or social workers and you've seen this stuff, it's all out there. We all know what's going on. It's admitted. But your eyewitness reports, though, give that local understanding and give that humanization to it. So we'll put you to the head of the line if you're people that have actually witnessed this. 877-789-2539. That is the one subject. Will you guys punch this phone system up for me so I can see it? Thank you. So 877-789-2539. And I see the phones are loaded. So we'll start going to those. And we will start taking your calls coming up here in just a few minutes. Is John in there yet? He is. Good. Okay, we're on the job there. All right. John also does our affiliate relations, does a great job, but the other folks are really great. He's really fast at not letting the callers, so that, because they want to be screened like other talk radios. They want to tell you what they want to talk about, and they want to talk a bunch. We're like, hey, what's the quick thing? Where are you calling from? What's your name? Boom, get you on. So the crew does a great job themselves, but it's just they're not, I don't want to say rude. John's not rude. We're just like, okay, thank you. You know, that's another subject. No, usually it's a free-for-all. 90% of the time, I'm open the phones up, any subject you want to cover. But I like to, at least once a week, say, this is the topic. I want to hear from you on this. And you can have a big event in England or a big event in Australia, a big event in Germany, a big event in Russia, a big event in Mexico, a big event in Brazil, a big event in South Africa. And we can get calls, usually 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 from that exact place, sometimes where it's happening. And they had the railway explosion. Remember that? Boom. That day had callers from there. They could see the smoke. So that's what's great about this is we're on all over the place. And we can give you intel from people on the ground, 877-789-2539. First caller, Shane, is what Trump needs to do. We'll be going to you in a minute. Matt in Colorado, election, evil, solutions to fight the evil. Let me recap some of this and get into some of the news I haven't covered before we go to your calls. So as I told you last week, I said they've got Venezuelan gangs taking over stuff in Houston I know of, and they've done it there. It's other Texas cities that are blue. Most of the cities are blue. It's bad in Illinois, it's bad in New York, bad in New Jersey, horrible in Colorado, really bad in California, really bad in Oregon, really bad in Washington State. But it's everywhere. I have news articles of like little towns in Colorado of like 200 people, and now there's like 300 illegals just show up with a bunch of kids with them, and half the time they're not even with women. Well, now we have the 911 call I played last hour. Chicago police called over armed Venezuelan migrants in apartment complex. 30 of them with guns and motorcycles throwing people out. 911 call. All of it with it happening. Another city, another apartment complex taken over by illegal aliens. And it goes on from there. You got Eric Weinstein saying, I don't know if Trump will be allowed to become president. Yeah, they're trying to kill him. Honduran illegal arrested for random knife attack on teen girl at Indiana baseball game. I mean, what's up with these people just stabbing folks randomly? Because they're pissed off, they're crazy. These countries are dumping their mentally ill and their criminals on us. Americans are increasingly fed up with illegal immigration as foreign gangs commit violent crimes. What about the kids being kidnapped? Hey, but if you're in Germany, they have radio and TV ads that tell women that are being raped to pee on the attacker. I think I'm joking. German government tells women being raped to pee. Well, that was a few years ago. Well, now this. Germany, after being widely mocked, Berlin police dropped recommendation to sing if you face a knife attacker that happened every few hours. Police, being murdered, being killed. A knife crime becomes more and more everyday part of life in Germany. More and more people are concerned about how they should respond if they're attacked or threatened with a knife. The Berlin police tip to sing loudly has now been dropped from their website after being widely mocked on X. Yes, pee on them or sing to them. It's a screenshot of the homepage and circulated for a few days, according to which recommended that the event of an attack, you irritate the perpetrator through unexpected behavior such as singing. Yeah. How about you put your head between your legs and say goodnight? Writes Berlin police. However, they then go on to write that they have removed the advice from their website. This is recommended by the professional associations of psychiatry, among others. However, this advice does not correspond with our police experience and is therefore no longer been part of our recommendations. The flyer has already been updated on our website. I shouldn't laugh. How about if someone wants to rape you, you just bend over? That's basically what they're saying. Pee on them. Now, I want to play this. There's one clip of her doing it and another clip of her in another town in the same day. Same line, different accent. Transactional Kamala Harris, the ethnic chameleon. So when she's in Detroit, she comes up with some black accent I've never heard. How's y'all doing there down little room? And then when she's in Georgia, she's like, how you doing there? I want me some tragedy. I mean, it's literally that bad. And then if she's talking to a Hispanic group, she goes, hello, everybody. I mean, what? I couldn't imagine if I got, say, invited to speak at a black church. And I'm, hi, thanks for having me here. You walk up, hello, everybody. How you doing today? People are like, get him off the stage. This is a lunatic that thinks people want you to mimic their accents. And then there's a black fellow I follow on X who made his comments about it. So let's play the clip by itself, the two clips together, and then the black fellow who's from the South saying this is very insulting. Here it is.
You better thank a union member for sick leave. You better thank a union member for paid leave. You better thank a union member for vacation time.
For vacation time.
Because what we know, thank unions for sick leave. Thank unions for paid family leave. Thank unions for your vacation time.
Let's just get through the next 64 days. How about that?
Kamala. Kamala, you're going to stop mocking Southern black women. You're going to stop that right now, Kamala Harris. 64 days, we got 64 days till the end, you know what I'm saying? Girl, you are an Indian woman from California. You don't talk like that. We got 64 days, y'all. Kamala, you're going to stop mocking Southern black women. Yeah, I happen to have a whole lot of them in my family, and you're going to stop playing with them, Kamala. You're going to stop it right now, Kamala. We ain't boo-boo the foo-foo. Don't no Indian woman talk like that. I don't know one Indian woman who say stuff like, oh, we got 64 days, y'all, and we be washing collard greens in our bathtub. You are an Indian woman from California. And you over here trying to sound like you was raised in somewhere in the dirty South. Like you was raised in Georgia. Like you was raised somewhere in the neck of the woods in Louisiana. A damn Indian from California. Trying to sound black so she can get a black vote. You ain't getting my girl, Kamala Harris. Girl. I'ma just, you know what? What I was going to say, I'm not even going to say it because I'm trying to save my page. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to save my account. So I'm just not even going to say it. I'm going to just let people have at it in these comments. Have a nice day.
That's Terrence K. Williams. Let's see what the comments say. Scroll down. So let's read a few of those and we'll go to your calls. Folks, this is so fake. And it shows what a chameleon she is. She thinks people want you to talk like them. No, they don't. They want you to say what you mean and do what you say. Kamala Harris, it'd be like if the British Prime Minister came to Texas and doesn't even know how to do a Texas accent, doesn't even know there's an East Texas, a South Texas, a North Texas, a West Texas. And it'd be like if they showed up here and instead of talking like this in his affected British accent, went, how's everybody doing there? How about we go out and cook us a possum today? And by the way, Kamala Harris is... weird-ass accents don't even sound like black people from the South. They sound like something across between Porky Pig, Foghorn Leghorn, and the Beverly Hillbillies. How you doing there, Homer? But remember Hillary would go, when she'd be in Kentucky, she'd go, I don't always belong here, but I ain't gone too far. I mean, what the hell? All right, she's not winning the election. She can only read off a teleprompter. She sat way down like a little kid looking down at an iPad in her CNN interview. They had to tape for hours to get 20-something minutes. Oh, my God. But she's a puppet. And that's what they want. You know, when I go give a speech in New York City, I get up there and talk just like this. People like that. It's interesting. They want to hear somebody else. Somebody from New York comes down here. They talk in their accent. Imagine if somebody from New York came down to your state and was like trying to talk in your dialect. There's old Kamala, though, right there. She's about as black as I am. Nothing against Indians, I'm just saying. She always said, I'm the first Indian senator. But as soon as she ran for president, she's black. Like they say, you don't vote for her, you don't vote for Biden, you ain't black. What's a white guy saying that? I mean, it's just crazy. Absolutely nuts. All right, let's go to your phone calls. We'll go to Shane, Matt, Frederick, Forrest, Larry, James, Amanda, John, Mike, and Jack in this hour. Let's go to Shane in Michigan on what Trump needs to do with the human trafficking. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Been a listener since 2016, and you woke me up as soon as I hit my adult age. But what I'm thinking Trump really needs to do is get out ahead of the narrative. As soon as he gets the chance to start dealing with this human trafficking stuff, he needs to make sure that everyone knows that he is going after the human traffickers. He's not just going to go after migrant children and deport them and like kick them out of here. They need to know that he's going for violent criminals, not just some street gang that sells crack on the side of the road.
And he needs to go after DHS that enabled it, Mayorkas and the border czar Kamala Harris.
Yeah, he needs to gut that whole system. Like it's proven that they're just ran by people who.
No, I agree. He needs to say, we're not going to deport people that don't have a violent history, say, under the age of 14, especially those that have been trafficked, and we're going to take the money from the people that victimized it and give it to them. And he needs to make them the victims because they are, and then he needs to say he's going after DHS down to the bottom to the coyotes, down to the smugglers.
Yeah, and there needs to be serious indictments from top down, even some of the foot soldiers that just say, I'm just doing my job, I was told to drive this kid to here. Well, you see them dropping kids off in the middle of a field to some random guy, and the kid looks scared. Like, if I was doing that, and like, what the hell?
It's illegal. It's illegal. But if the leftist sees you spank your kid for running out in the street, they'll call CPS on you. They'll come running. Absolutely. Great point, Shane. Matt in Colorado. Matt, you're on the air worldwide.
Pleasure to talk to you again, Alex. Calling about pretty much all the topics that are facing us in this world today. You know, I think we have hope with Trump, but the fact of the matter is we have a rogue force within our system, and it's in every institution. It's in every corner. And just like I told the screener when I called in, I think I have a metaphor for the solution. However, it's drastic. And I think, like, if you're fixing up a classic car, and you've got some rust in the fenders. Most people know this. You can put Bondo on the rust and you can paint it, but a couple years later, that Bondo is going to show up again. You're going to have to go through the whole thing again. Now, if you cut the rust out and you fill in that spot like you should, then the rust never comes back, or at least, you know, not for another 50, 60 years. But I think we're up against such a rogue force right now that, you know, we have Jesus on our side. We have God on our side. We're going to sit back and be patient. But, you know, when does the sleeping giant wake up? Yes, people got jobs. They want to go live their life, be Americans, you know, seek out the American dream. But most of that stuff's gone. I'm a small business owner. I've been following you for about 15 years. I'm a supporter, purchaser of your products. Google's pretty much erased my business. I voted for Trump both last elections. Our voter records are public information in Colorado, so we're able to be targeted and removed from the system. And as they're removing us, the good people, I think we need to start thinking about the real game plan for removing this rust from our system, or we're going to lose.
I agree with you. And, I mean, this is a takeover. The globalists are doing this because they believe they're going to get away with it. And that's why we can't just act like it's normal and just kind of bitch about it. We've got to go completely wild and just put heat to the Republicans' asses. So don't just talk about 325,000 missing kids. Talk about how it happened, who did it, how they stopped the DNA testing, how they're smuggling in nighttime flights, and how he's going to prosecute them. He needs to annihilate her in 7 days of that debate. He should just open up on her ass, ignore all their fake questions, and just destroy that pig. I appreciate your call. We're moving fast now. James in Ohio, human trafficking the border and what Trump should do about it.
Yeah, Alex, calling in for the point you asked everybody to call in on, and then I have an ask of you.
Sure.
Number one, just start the war on child sex trafficking. Who can't get behind that? Have RFK head it up. If Trump went live or whenever his debate is, or announce it at the debate, I'm starting a war on child sex trafficking.
Exactly. Call it a war. Gonna, exactly. Yeah. We've had all these fake. Yeah. Well, the war on the pedos is the real one.
Yeah, war on the pedos, and that will help stop the illegals coming over for two, because I think they're using that as a front to have child sex trafficking. And that would hit the enemy so hard, because you know the satanic end of that.
It's their weak spot, plus it's the right thing to do. I mean, we've got them. The people are going to agree with us, 90%. It's true. They start raiding these Walmarts full of the kids. It's all on record. And they start, you know, having local SWAT teams when the plane lands. I don't care if you've got some federal license to fly smuggle kids. Have a huge scene. You know, take them to jail. Then the feds are going to run like cockroaches. The feds aren't going to show up with the FBI. Hey, we got 100 smuggled kids as young as two with no paperwork. How dare you? It's time to move against them. And we don't move against them in a physical war. We move. The left does vigilanteism. Like when they had the U.S. trustee for the Justice Department outside the federal judge's order try to close the doors here 9 weeks ago. And people didn't believe it when I said it. Then it was in the news. Yeah, they tried to close it without an order. The judge fired him as soon as he had a hearing in 2 weeks. But I had to basically sleep up here because they kept trying to do it. That was vigilanteism. This isn't vigilanteism by us. We just follow the law. And that's what it's about. And we hit them on the child trafficking. That's their soft underbelly. It's so criminal. They overreached on it. They killed the DNA testing 2.5 years ago. I thought it was last year when Biden said, I don't want the funding anymore. 8 months ago. No. It turns out 2 years before that, he just refused to let them use the money they had allotted. Again, so they could cover the tracks of the kids. I mean, it's so sick, man. They are running it. They're not facilitating it. The NGOs are running it, and the Border Patrol are like their butlers. Anything else?
Yeah, it's their heart physically and spiritually, but I've been a listener since I was 21. I'm 34 now. You woke me up. And I started a very successful company called Ohio Energy Management. With the thought behind having a 360 win product. And we've been so successful, a group of big investors carbon copied my company out there in Texas. And if I could send your crew or you some information, I think we kind of developed a product that fits the formula for what you're trying to do with the InfoWar listener, the
hey.
360 win, and I think it could help.
Tell me about it. What's the name of the company again?
So my company is named Ohio Energy Management. The company in Texas is Ohio Energy Management Solutions. We're an energy management firm, both commercial and residentially. We service 4,000 residents across the state of Ohio and 800 businesses. We've been in business since 2000.
Well, let me ask you a question. I don't know anything about this, but it sounds interesting. Why would a company copy you and even call it the same thing to try to get your business?
No, they gave me 25% ownership of it, and I wouldn't sell out to private equity.
Got it.
So instead of, yeah, so they just carbon, they're well connected. There's only two ways to make sales, cold calls and referrals. So when I started, it was cold calls. So your cost of acquisition is so high that your product like has to work or you're out of business. But when you introduce a good product to a group of people that are heavily connected, at that point, it's just a referral business.
Sure, sure. What do you do? Energy optimization or what?
Yeah, so this is energy is a big issue right now. And you guys talk a lot about gold and, you know, preparedness. But the majority of Americans' power bills have practically doubled.
No, you're right. If you can save money on power, that's money in the bank.
So what we do is we just go out and we buy the energy wholesale, and we deliver it to our customer cheaper than what the utility can give it.
Makes sense. Hey, hold on. Give me your info and tell me why you want to talk. Thank you. Give me your name and number right now. We'll be right back with more calls.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself, the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Have you tried taking the Real Red Pill? A one-of-a-kind heart and brain formula designed exclusively for InfoWarsStore.com. One of the most powerful ingredients in Real Red Pill Plus is pregnenolone. Pregnenolone levels decrease with age, and low levels are associated with fatigue, low brain function, and unhealthy aging. The Real Red Pill Plus also provides essential trace minerals, such as vitamin B12, calcium, copper, and zinc. Featuring naturally occurring L-theanine, caffeine, and theobromine, the energy blend inside the Real Red Pill Plus provides an extra pick-me-up for your day that goes beyond the second cup of coffee. So visit InfoWarsStore.com, go down the rabbit hole, and try taking the Real Red Pill. Now 25% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones. Coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
But I want to go back to the story we just mentioned last hour, talk about a little bit more before I go back to your calls. So, you can't swing a stick in the dark, as I say, on Capitol Hill around the Democrats and not hit a communist Chinese spy. The Democrats, in the last 16 years, have controlled the Justice Department for 12. I can't think of any Republicans on the communist Chinese payroll, but Mitch McConnell. And the Bushes were on the Chinese communist payroll to a great extent as well. And I'm not defending Republicans. It's just that a very low percentage of them are on the communist Chinese payroll. Now, both parties are on the Israeli payroll. And I don't hate Israel, but at the same time, I don't like Israel being involved in manipulating our politics. That's wrong. It's stealing our secrets as well. So Israel's a close second to communist China. But communist China is the trillion-pound elephant on our back, or monkey on our back. And, I mean, Walls, it takes an hour to go over it, but, I mean, his background, the Confucian Society in college, recruiting young people to go to China, getting married there, saying he loves communism, loves socialism, his wife loves riots, loves the smell of burning tires, socialism being a good neighbor, he loves Mao, he hands out little red books, military officer, classic MO. And, of course, people that served with him said that he was playing a military officer. It was like he was an actor. He would never show up for anything. When it was time to be deployed for the first time ever, he didn't deploy. He quit. And then he ran around and lied about stolen valor, carrying weapons in war in Afghanistan and Iraq. Take hours to go over this, but you have to understand, when I say the Democratic Party, more than half of them are on the Chinese communist payroll. And most of those, what they make you do is to get the Chinese communist money, you have to put your chief of staff, whether it's Swallowswell or whether it's Feinstein, those are well-known names, I mentioned those. You have to put a Chi-Com agent as your chief of staff or as your booker or scheduler. That's the bare minimum. So, overhead shot. When CNN and the New York Times report on this, they just go, former aide to New York governor charged with acting as an agent of the Chinese government. That means a spy. That's CNN. Here's another headline. Former aide to New York governor Hochul charged with being an agent of Chinese government. No, being a spy. Linda Sun, former Kathy Hochul aide, arrested months after FBI ran her home. Now, here's the key. They all say aide. Here's Reuters. Former aide, Reuters. Now, here's what really happened. She was the deputy chief of staff, you see? And they're usually an attractive or somewhat attractive woman because they're sex operatives. I'm not saying she's a sex operative, but it looks like a duck, it walks like a duck, it quacks like a duck. I would bet my right arm that she was having sex with the politicians and also compromising them. Probably a lot of them. I had to guess she probably had sex with 30 members of the legislature. I would just throw that as a low number. So that's how they work. And then once they compromise you, I don't want to tell anybody what you gave me about those bids and contracts. If you just take the money and give me more, I know you're over the commission with the nuclear reactor. I know you're on the board for military bases. We could give you $500,000 in gold. You wonder why they've sold the country out. They've put a bunch of spies in, folks. And this country is a free-for-all right now. So they're like, hey, we're already shipping drugs in. Fentanyl, cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine. Why don't we just ship in kids? Yeah. Use them for slave labor, sex slavery. Yeah. I mean, these are villains that make the Joker look like a Boy Scout. And they've always got some stupid front woman. Oh, women are non-threatening. Here, let's put women in charge. She wants to have quarantines, forced injections. She's a frickin' monster. But they know with our epigenetics, we are not threatened by women. So the villains have put women in everywhere. And I'm not against women in positions of power, but get good, loyal Americans. You know that they couldn't find a real black woman that's smart to be VP or president? They just use that as a gimmick. Oh, look, she's black. Hey, they're so dumb. We'll tell them she's black. Slave owners from Jamaica, you can't make it up. Amanda in South Carolina, thanks for holding her on the air worldwide.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I've never met anybody like you that thinks like I do so much. In fact, on Saturdays, I get kind of lonesome because it's like I'm not with you that day.
You're a sweetheart.
I have to have my Alex fix, just like sometimes I have to have my Ronnie Van Zant fix. On this is, I love that you speak out and you let us know and tell us. But as far as Trump goes, about the kids, the way I feel about it is maybe he just needs to keep low for now. And then bust him when he comes in. Like, Alex, if I'm going to hit you, I'm especially not going to threaten you, but I'm not even going to tell you I'm going to do it. I mean, does that make sense?
No, I agree. Trump has a lot of stuff on his plate. He's already hitting on this. I think he does it up front and puts him on notice. They already got all his phones tapped. They already know what he's planning. He's going to shut the border down, and he will deport the smugglers. That's not enough. He needs to level his political guns at Kamala and blow her away at the debate.
Well, another thing I wanted to ask you, because I've just had a bad feeling, I worry about it. You and Tucker going to Pennsylvania, and, you know, I'm sure y'all have security, but I just worry about it.
Well, listen, the number one thing until you're about 50, you know this statistically, is car wrecks. That's number one killer. After that, it's cancer and heart attacks. I still put my darling children in the car. Most of them are grown up. My 7-year-old in the car, and I still drive her. I try to do defensive driving. I try to drive safe. I do that, but I still want to be mobile, and that's the way the world works, so I do it. And it's the same thing. Going to Pennsylvania on the 23rd with Tucker, they say they've already sold more tickets to this than anything else, and they're having to expand out the whole arena. Looks like there might be 30,000 people there. So I hope people will be there. Internal arenas are a lot safer, but I would put the odds of somebody coming after us at very low, because we're able to wake people up, but we're not Trump, who could actually bring down the whole system. So I do understand your concern. I'd be a little worried about getting on a private jet if it was, say, Joe Rogan, and because he's moving along towards our way of view, and say Tucker Carlson, and say Bobby Kennedy. If I was getting on an airplane with Trump and I saw all these people on there, I would think that, okay, this is probably not a good idea. I don't think we should put all our eggs in one basket. That's why they usually keep the vice president separate from the president, once the president, so that isn't an issue. But I hear you. Anything else, Amanda?
No, I think that's it.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for you.
Thank you. I need those prayers. Believe me. Thank you very much. That's the most important thing you can do. Thank you very much. John in Texas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good, brother. Go ahead.
So I have 30 years service with the sheriff's office in Harris County. That's Houston. And I think that every time you go to a intersection, pull out your cell phone and start recording the illegal aliens that are selling flowers. They've got their children. Start using your cell phones to and put it on Facebook and send it to the media stations to expose all this stuff. It's everywhere in Houston. The other thing is all the human trafficking and these guys that are doing it, they're moving into all your neighborhoods, the low-end neighborhoods, middle-class neighborhoods, upper-end neighborhoods in Kingwood, different places like that. They're moving in. There's no hiding it. If you talk to them, they'll tell you that now, these are the people that are here illegally. They'll tell you they prefer to be here because at least there's rules and laws here. But as a sheriff deputy that's retired now, I can tell you that sheriff deputies, they're afraid to do their jobs because they'll get fired for doing their jobs and doing what's done correctly. All the law enforcement reporting systems are tied into federal databases, and the funding for the sheriff's offices in the big metropolitan cities is all federal grant money. There's no more local money doing local control for local sheriffs.
And by the way, let me stop you, and I'm going to give you the floor, John. I apologize. I said if law enforcement called in, I put you out of the line. But I screen the calls so little, and basically we don't. I didn't even read what people are calling about till I go to you. So I just went from the top to the bottom. I should have, when I said I'd go to you first, actually read what the callers were calling about. So I'm sorry. But yeah, this is a critical call. And I don't just believe you. I know everything you're saying is true. What happened 3 years ago? Biden ordered the FBI to no longer release crime statistics for the 100 and something biggest cities. So that's most of the big cities, folks. And so they don't even release them. And then they said, oh, crime went down 0.2% since Trump because they just didn't release the crime statistics. And as you said, they tie the grant money to you guys having low crime statistics, so they bake it in. And I've talked to APD where right in front of the W Hotel, somebody gets shot and killed. They will then change the murder point in the crime statistics to a horrible spot in East Austin. So, yeah, there's all sorts of ways to cook it. Explain this to people that aren't experts from your expertise, what's happening.
So, for instance, in you take University of Texas at Austin, all around the Capitol, the 6th Street area, all of that is gone. That's a foreign nation right there. Human trafficking is just, it's out of control there. And Austin,
I've gotten video, not even trying, with Steven Crowder one time, of literally women in their panties that look like they're 20 years old with sores all over their body outside crack house doors on 6th Street, drug dealing openly, knife attacks, stabbings, prostitutes, and I mean underage ones, urine, homeless people everywhere. It is a giant open shithole. So you know what you're talking about. And exactly, sorry, I interrupted again. Elaborate about what you know about 6th Street.
So Austin police cadets are actually, they'll get into the academy, they'll graduate, and then they leave. Because the smarter ones know that they can never thrive and survive and do their jobs there. Federal grant money is operating these agencies. It's not local money. And the administrators are all tied in with your local real estate type attorneys that are tied in with the higher echelon attorneys. And the attorneys, they'll never tell on each other. You can have what's a good attorney and a pedophile, you know, sex trafficking attorney. They're friends. They drink together. They go to the same bars. And they'll never tell on each other. So our best weapons are our cell phones. You have to start recording all this stuff, put it out online, send it into the media, send it into alternative media, flood the system. The next is these people that are being human trafficked, they don't like it. And they like being, you can talk to them. They'll tell you, we prefer it here because at least there's rules. Now, the children, you go to any intersection in Austin, Dallas, San Antonio, and you will see little children being used as slave labor. And that's just what we see. Take all the predominantly illegal alien neighborhoods, right? Look at their cantinas. Their cantinas have large cinder block areas. It's full in the back of people who are just being housed in there. They never leave. Slave labor. The sheriffs in these big blue cities, right? They're all in cahoots. And they won't let their deputies do their jobs. And then, so the deputies, they just take it easy. They just barely do the minimum amount of work, go home, get their paychecks, and they're actually afraid to do their jobs. And then the big blue DA prosecutors, it's true, they're bought and paid for. And it seems like by their court schedules that they're just trying to cause chaos in the counties. So, another thing too is the Patriot Act. I'm a staunch constitutionalist, but the Patriot Act, it's got to be utilized here. When they've got to start bringing in special forces, I'm sorry to say it, but on a limited and on a very thoughtful basis, they got to start using special forces to battle these different enemy.
Well, you know what went on before to stop this from happening, and nobody really knows about it. In the old days, they had special units of Army and Marine Corps officers, and they would just go kill the gang leaders. And so all they would do is execute them, and then you never heard about it. But that was when the government was stopping Latin American crime from coming here, just like Bukele has done in El Salvador, because they're not just putting 50,000 of them in a prison because they have MS-13 and they've all committed crimes, so they've gotten due process. They're killing the leadership. That's what this comes down to.
Well, it could be done legally through the Patriot Act, but most importantly is Texas has everything to combat these problems, but the sheriffs and the district attorneys, the media stations, they're all in cahoots.
No, instead they use the Patriot Act against citizens for, you know, nothing.
Well, the Patriot Act can be used correctly to go after these enemy combatants.
Yeah, they're definitely, exactly. They're carrying out military criminal operations. They're not U.S. citizens. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, John. Great points. Yeah, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. We're already in the emergency. The question is, will they have an emergency to take all of our rights, or will we use an emergency to end the emergency? We're already there. We've already been brought there. The caller's right. It's a bad situation. Let's go to Jack in Wisconsin. Jack, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I think one of the things that people aren't talking about with this migration madness influx of children is, I think, almost 100% that there's also organ harvesting happening after they use up the kids.
That's actually come out in Europe, in Ukraine, and here. It's all confirmed.
Yeah, it's like a part of the playbook there. Also, like it was seen in the Balkans. And I agree with Trump, though, you know, we're kind of put in a situation that the only move that there is to make is what, like, Serbia and other countries did, which is you have to kick out the invading group. Otherwise, it's going to, you know, what's going to happen in the U.S.?
Yeah, we've got to deport the military age men, but the NGOs and the groups running it, they have to be politically decapitated.
Yeah, and, you know, we need to have a process for bringing in migrants and new Americans. I'm not saying there shouldn't be any immigration. You know, we need to keep up with India and China, but there needs to be regulation and a process. Otherwise, like the previous caller says, it's just going to be chaos. And the chaos is part of the Illuminati process, which is, you know, you make the chaos and then you provide the solution. You're kind of double dipping in that way, making double the money, you know, causing the problem and then also cleaning up the problem. And I think the next step we're going to see here also is like how you see in Canada and France, and also in the Balkans, the burning of churches. I think that's going to start increasing here in the U.S. as well.
Yeah, they just burned down a brand new, giant, beautiful cathedral, one of the first they built in decades. They burned hundreds of churches in France alone. They keep catching the Islamists doing it, and the media covers it up. The Muslims are burning down the churches. They see the West as a threat. They've been invading us for 1,300 years. It's a fact. Thank you, Jack. Let's go to William in Scotland. Thanks for holding, William. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Alex. My question is as follows. You recently said that we all need to become Alex Jones and Tucker Carlson. So how are we going to do that? What's the game plan? If you could, you could lay out the vision, the mission, our values, the strategy, the tactics, and give us options, because different strokes for different folks.
Okay, I had a caller Friday say this. I had a caller ask me solutions, and I brainstormed and wrote so many notes, I didn't do it Saturday or Sunday. I need to get up off my butt, and I need to do it today. But the biggest thing is become the media. You don't need, as the last retired deputy said, and he had a great idea, but to send it to the media, that's important. So don't be territorial about it, but start your own X account. And they won't ban you for a while. Start your own Instagram account or Facebook account on Meta and just go out to anywhere in a blue city. Feces, needles, children being smuggled, kids being handed off. Just show it and just put it online. Even if your account's small at first, it'll get picked up. You'll be getting hundreds of thousands of views pretty quick if you get any dramatic footage, if not tens of millions. You send it to us at tips at Infowars.com. Or you know, send it to me on X. And we got a whole team on there. I mean, it's mainly me posting stuff, but the team's reading it and looking at it. And number one, shine a spotlight on things. Number two, be healthy. I'm trying to do the same thing myself. Get close to God. You know, there's so many different options. Vote. Be politically engaged. Don't support any leftist organizations. Try to support mom and pops. I mean, there's a million different things you could do. I've written like 8 pages of notes so far. Or hand wrote them. I need to type them out. And I'm going to do a big, you know, idea on solutions. But the biggest thing is don't overthink it. So many people have to start an organization or have a plan to fix everything. Just start going to speaking to city council on any of the big issues. People will see it there. It'll be on local cable TV. It'll get picked up on the news. Make it picked up online. People love that. I mean, just use any public venue you can. If you see a live news report, they're doing the weather. Jump in front of it and say the mainstream media lies. The government's, you know, helped kidnap 300,000+ children. I mean, you know, I told people back during 2016, go out and say Bill Clinton's a rapist. He is. On national TV, it happened like 100 times. Had a major effect. Put me in their hit sites. But I mean, you know, you got power. And so, you know, last night, I almost turned around and drove back to the homeless guy with a baseball bat, all crazy, you know, walking out in the green light, trying to get hit by a car. But I was super tired. It was 9 o'clock. I, you know, wanted to tuck my 7-year-old in. Because I've been on a movie with my parents, so I almost turned around to go get it on tape. And I'm not saying put yourself in danger, but just show people the road warrior scenarios happening. Raise the alarm. You are the Paul Revere's.
Right, right. Listen, Alex, I've got one concern, and there's one thing for me that's missing, and that is love. I think love is what wins, and I think we all need to remember, and something myself included needs to remember, is that love is a verb, but it's also a noun. It's a state of being. And one of the observations I have is that on one side, we've got the ignorant, the incurious, the people who just keep voting for the blue team. On the other side, we've got the truthers. And myself included, sometimes I've been a toxic truther, Alex. Sometimes I operate from arrogance. Sometimes I operate from impatience. And I'm not being in that state of love. So I think that's where we have to be. I'm aware of it. I'm working on it. But I think when we get there, the winning almost becomes
No, I hear you, William. Ability. William, I appreciate your call. Yeah, it's been said by many people, so no one knows who said it first. But it's true to the point of being cliche. That's why they're cliches, because they're true. You don't fight an enemy because you hate them. You fight the enemy to protect the people you love that are behind you. And so love is the place to come from. And I've fought the globalists with hate before, never the majority of my energy, but I've cut it way back. I fight them with love, with focus, with determination, with compassion. And I pity the globalists. They're going straight to hell. All right, we're going to go to break. We got Gerald Celente coming up, but I'm going to get to Forrest, Frederick, Animal, Rich, and Mike very quickly. I'm going to give each caller a minute and a half, but please stay there. I want to talk to you. And then we'll hand the baton about 10 after or so to the great Gerald Celente. Again, I'm going to say this because it's a fact. If you don't support us, we will shut down. And InfoWars and our crew and our reporters and our documentary filmmakers, we're reaching conservatively with the main show and the clips and things we do freshly every day. Let's be conservative. 20 million people. The clips of old shows and current ones, I can't even track. That's probably 50 million. I mean, I don't know. It's we're everywhere. And the stuff I did 20 years ago is even stronger today. It's what I call ultra green. It's not evergreen, meaning it's important today as important as it was 10 years ago. It's more important because most of it's happened. So we really are having a great effect. God put us in this position, and I humbly ask you to consider the vast majority of you that have never gone to InfoWarsStore.com or DrJonesNaturals.com and never supported our main sponsors to go to DrJonesNaturals.com and get the incredible Rocket Rest Sleep Aid, the compound of natural herbs and things that give you deep, restful sleep. It's so good for your immune system and more. All the nano silver products without fluoride and any additives, like the toothpaste with the tea tree oil and the iodine and the turmeric. And these things, we throw the kitchen sink at it. They're concentrated, no fillers. The Next Level Foundational Energy that's about to sell out that isn't a stimulant but has that effect with no letdown. It's all at drjonesnaturals.com, and we've got the big Labor Day sale going on right there. We have the colloidal silver, 30 parts per million. That's labeled by the top company in the U.S. For us, we sell for $10 less than Whole Foods does. Great topical, great to be ingested, antiviral, antibacterial. drjonesnaturals.com. And don't forget InfoWarsStore.com with the InfoWars MD line of incredible turmeric 95, basically the same formula as Bodies, has a 95% curcuminoid. Some of the other things in it a little bit different than it. It's apples and oranges. They're both great. We have the Turbo Force that's going to be coming back in stock soon. It'll be available at drjonesnaturals.com. But we have about to sell out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com. We have the Dr. Jones Naturals line with so many great products like the CBD gummies and 1,000 milligram tincture at lower price. You're going to find high quality anywhere. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWarsStore.com to find all those great products. DrJonesNaturals.com and InfoWars.com. Hour number four. More calls at Gerald Celente. Straight ahead.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of
bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I want to encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
We're now into hour number four, the always informative and amazing top trends forecaster, Gerald Celente, will be taking over. I've got one more piece of news I want to hit before we leave and hand the baton to him, plus your calls first. Let's go ahead and move quickly. Forrest in Minnesota, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Great to talk to you.
Great to talk to you.
I wanted to talk about two things that come to mind on the subject that the show was today about. And it is the first one is what people are willing to do to their fellow human beings for money. And I would love to get into Trump's ear and say, when you get back into office, you need to cut these purse strings to these fundings of who are bringing these, smuggling these children in.
And no, I agree. I mean, look, if the State Department stops giving money to the NGOs, that'll stop it. But I want them prosecuted.
Right. That's the first two main things.
First, he pulls out of the UN. First, he pulls out of the UN migrant refugee treaty that he did when he got in office, that Obama put us back under Biden. That's really Obama administration. And then he criminally goes after him. Yeah.
Yes. And the other thing, too, is that I hope that they're listening to us right now, because I want to tell them that the price they will pay in eternity is immeasurable for hurting the children and facilitating the hurting of children. I have a quantum physics background. I learned from creationists. And there is no doubt that there are other dimensions around us, that we are spiritual beings, that we do have an eternity shell that we're going to go on into. And is it going to be in the dark or the light? What are you going to choose? And do not throw away your soul for the darkness just to get money, just so you can be rich or be famous in four dimensions, length, width, height, and time. It's baloney. It's absolute baloney.
To test.
You like to say, think the long game. Let's think the long game. Let's think about our souls. Let's think about the higher dimensions.
Yeah, the devil's playing the long game by getting us to play the short game. Great points. God bless you. All right, Mike in California. Thank you, Forrest. Go ahead, Mike.
Hi, Alex. I think we got to go big with this. I'm thinking Operation Millstone or Project Millstone, and this needs to cover everything from the children trafficking in to the kids that are being sexualized in our schools.
I love the name, Operation Millstone, the war on child trafficking.
I'm looking at Matthew 18, verse 6 right now. You know, better to put one around your head and throw yourself in the sea than to hurt these kids. You know, I work in the system, and I've interviewed, you know, people that have had, you know, child trafficking, and I've interviewed people that have had child pornography and stuff like that. And one of the key factors that seems to be a threat through that is their own sexual victimization at a young age. And so we really need, as parents, need to sit there and be like, you know what, I'm blocking this because I don't know what this is going to be exposed to. I don't know what this is going to put into my child's head as far as what.
Well, that's
is
key.
Okay,
the more children get abused, many of them become abusers themselves or become minions in it. You're right. This is a cancer that's growing.
It normalizes the whole. It normalizes the whole idea and the whole thought behind it. It gets them desensitized, and then they want to be this, you know, or they want to do that, or they want to be on OnlyFans, things of that nature. We got to, you know, and I saw Melania say the Lord's Prayer at the beginning of one of Trump's rallies, and it was beautiful. And she even said that she's looking forward to doing something, you know, in the administration with children and women. So, I mean, what better thing to do? You know, you have her notoriety. She gets in there. This should be something like, the Peace Corps. You know, this should be that big where all of us men, all of us people that can volunteer, like I have a degree in psychology, I can do therapy stuff. Like, we need to mobilize and make this a movement. This needs to be its own thing. Because if we don't protect our children, then, you know, when we stand in at the Golden Gates, what are they going to say? Yeah, but
well, you just nailed it, Mike. The globalists and the anti-child, the child predators are organizing. They have an army. We've got to admit we're in a war. We got to form one.
It's insane the amount of network that is in this. When you have to read all the police reports, when you have to read all the FBI reports and all that stuff, this is a network highly funded, highly put
together.
Hold
on, don't hang up, Mike. I want you to finish up. 60 seconds. Stay with us.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library. The most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system, but
sure.
I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
All right, I'm going to take a few final calls and then hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, who does a great job every Monday here. But I promise to finish your calls, and I've got one other subject I want to hit. In fact, here's that subject. This is a Fox poll. Trump is winning on every issue. Don't be distracted. The left is going to become desperate. And on the economy, she's 38, Trump's 46. On inflation, Trump's 44, she's 36. On immigration, Trump's 45, Kamala's 36. Israel-Hamas war, she's 33, he's 40. It's the same with scientific polls. It's the same with local polls. But then she pays for these fake polls saying she's 10 points ahead. That is to make you think she's winning, so they try to steal it, which they will do. People find it as believable. But she's been telling people on the stump all over the country. Here's a CBS clip from this weekend. Hey, don't think it's in the bag. I haven't won this yet. It's because we're telling everybody that you need to go out and vote. Here she is.
One of the 10 largest unions in the country. And I want to put this graphic up. Take a look. The other nine have all issued their endorsements for President of the United States. They've all endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Tim Walz. It is now September 1st. Where has summer gone? When do the Teamsters plan to announce who they are endorsing?
Well, I think historically the Teamsters have always endorsed after both respective conventions. This is a little different this time. Under our leadership, we've brought every single candidate to the table in front of our rank and file members and our general executive board, and we're waiting on Vice President Harris to commit to come meet with us.
And I believe her campaign says they are working with you to figure out a date for that. You know, her policies are more or less in line with the current president who you did sit down with when you thought that he was going to be the nominee, when we all thought he was going to be the nominee. Are there any concerns that
let's just kill this. This is not the clip I thought I sent them. I saw her twice this weekend in two different speeches. I'll find it. We'll add it in post. We upload this to X. She said, and I thought I sent it this morning. They can't find it. I think I posted it on X. Folks, don't think we're going to win. You know, it's not in the bag yet. We don't know. The point is she said it. I'll get the clip. Now, let's go ahead and finish up with the caller. Mike in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just to pick up what we were talking about. I mean, this needs to be huge. This needs to be in the public. This needs to be bigger than, like, the Just Say No campaign in the 80s. You know, and we need everyone to volunteer. We need military that got kicked out for not taking a jab. Sign up for some sort of domestic child, you know, saving, you know, office or something like that. We just need to think big, and we all need to come together, and we all need to, you know, say no more. You know, we're not going to just be tolerant and allow our kids to be exposed to this. We're going to protect them. We're going to shield them so they can grow to be the best that they can. And we need to be okay with people not liking us. Be okay. I'm here in California. So, I mean, me and my son, we're like an island amongst ourselves. You know, so, yeah, we've lost friends. We've lost everything. But, you know, we're not going to lose our souls. And that's what we got to keep up. So,
well, I totally agree with you, brother, and I appreciate your call. God bless. Let's talk to Frederick in Indiana. Frederick, you're on the air.
Now, Alex, as you noted earlier, we have an openly communist vice presidential candidate. We have so many, I think, CCP agents, or at least Congress that are bought and sold. We have so much CCP infiltration on so many different levels of our government. If they're flying in children, funding it, facilitating it, they're definitely flying in Chinese military-age soldiers as well. And I think that when the election comes, let's just say if it's election day right now, if they have a hint of there's no way that they're going to beat this landslide of Trump, then I just think these people are so crazy. If they're flying in children openly, and allowing it and funding it, they're just going to burn it all down election night. What are your thoughts?
No, I agree. They have nothing to lose. They're total mad dog, insane criminals. And people better understand we're not in a normal country anymore. We're in a globalist takeover right now.
Couldn't agree more, sir. I couldn't agree more. And that's what I fear most, is that if things will go smoothly through election night, and if they think Trump's going to win, that's it. These people are crazy. They're demonic, and they will just burn it down before they will ever be held accountable for what they've been doing.
God bless you, brother. Animal in Florida. Animal, welcome.
Hey, Alex Jones, you there?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the Marine that got locked up in Mexico in 2012. And I lived with the cartel down there in the jail. And after about 3 months, when they stopped trying to kill me, I got a confession from one of the highest bosses in that jail that they were trafficking toddlers to Jeffrey Epstein for $75,000. And then the thing that pissed them off is that a couple days later, he'd come back and say, hey, the child's dead. I need you to get rid of the body. So they'd charge him $150,000. And what they told me to get rid of the body, what they told me was, you know, they're Mexican. They got huge families. They don't really like killing kids. And what they said was the guy's money is really fucking good. Sorry, but they don't like this. And 3 or 4 years later, he ended up in jail. My point is that this child trafficking thing is not just about money. It's about control. This is a timeless historical thing. This is how the corruption, the glue that keeps all the corruption together. It's not about money. It's about blackmail. And they run the world since the medieval times, blackmailing each other with child snuff. Every time you see a Davos group meeting, you better believe there's a bloodbath of a bunch of orphans before and after those people meet.
Well, they're about being the most selfish, evil people you can imagine. They're openly shipping in children for sex slavery and slave labor. So, and we know a bunch of them are getting raped. So, yeah, they're doing it. They're convicted. It's out in the open. We don't have to, like, find the speculative stuff. It's admitted. God bless you. Appreciate the call. Last caller, and I hand the baton to the great Gerald Celente, the top trends forecaster. Let's talk to Rich in Michigan. You're on the air. Go ahead, Rich.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, real quick, the thing that you're talking about with the fake polls and all this distractions and them thinking they're going to win is called plausible acceptability. not plausible deniability, a plausible accessibility to get people to believe that they can actually win. But the reason that they're not taking Robert F. Kennedy off the ballot in the battleground states is because they already printed the ballot and they're already working the system to get those that fraud going and the scam going. So they can't renege on those ballots that are printed. That's why they won't take them off. We need to sue them. They need to get them off, and pay to get the ballots reprinted because they need a jump start to get them in the mail, get them out there, and they can't start late. We'll hit them hard if we can get them to reprint those ballots.
Sir, I think you're dead on. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I love you, brother. I buy a bunch of your products. Can't get into them all, but you guys are the best. I love you and your team. InfoWars forever. Yeah,
brother. Thank you being our tailgunner, Rich. Let me just say this in closing, and I'm handing the baton to great Joel Salente. You're the reason we're here. You're the reason we stay on air. You're the reason we're affecting change. You. So don't thank me. I'm thanking you for listening, you for spreading the word, you for your prayer, and you for getting the products that are great. And I'm asking folks on the fence, it's time to go off the fence. You want to know what you can do? It's real simple. It's a big thing to keep us on air. We'll expand if we get more funds. I don't want to just be fighting all day, spending half my time trying to keep us on air. I need funds. Great products. Infowarsstore.com. DrDaniels.com. They did find the clip. I thought I sent it to them this morning. There's a couple of these clips. They found one of them. That's why I got frustrated because I wanted you to see this. Here's Kamala saying, don't listen to the polls. This election's really close. Well, I thought all the polls show you're winning, sweetheart. Again, they're doing that to make Republicans not vote or give up or believe it when they steal it, but they know the truth. She's way behind. Here it is.
So, friends, 64 days until the most election of our lives and probably one of the most important in the life of our nation, truly. And we know this is going to be a tight race to the very end. It's going to be a tight race to the very end. So let's not pay too much attention to those polls. Because as unions and labor knows best, we know what it's like to be the underdog.
Oh.
And we're the underdog in this race.
Wow, moment of truth.
And we have some hard work then ahead of us. But here's the beauty of us in this room. We like hard work. Hard work is good work.
Man, she's fake. All right, that's enough. Let's stop there. All right, Gerald Celente, the top trends forecast with the Trends Journal. Always love it when he hosts Monday. Thanks for letting me take some of the time, Gerald. Take it over, my friend.
Ah, thank you. You know, that gentleman on before, InfoWars forever. Get that in your head, everybody. We need InfoWars because they're blacklisting everybody. And what the other guys said about blacklisting, why I find that as racist blacklisting. I mean, let's be stupid about it. But anyway, do everything you can to support InfoWars. And as Alex said, they have these great products, and the team is working tirelessly to give you the best that they can give you. I want to talk about the election. Yeah. I don't know if you could see this. Love blooms on the campaign trail. That's me in 1971. And my former wife. I worked on major political campaigns in Westchester County, the richest county in America. Matter of fact, Angelo Martinelli became the longest running mayor of Yonkers. It's only a city of about 220,000 people. His sons, by the way, who are the altar boys at my wedding, two of them. I designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology. I taught it at St. John's University. And I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. That's the cat that runs the whole show. I know the business. I was at the top. It's not what you like, what you want to hear, so don't get upset when I tell you what our trend forecasts are. And again, best-selling books, Trends 2000, trend tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. Trends 2000, international bestseller. We tell it like it is, not the way you want it to be. So don't get all tight when I tell you, well, I don't like what you're saying, all right? Take it easy. We had written a trend alert to our subscribers over a month ago. Kamala Harris, 2024. Trends Journal's May 2022 forecast. We made this back in May of 2022. Being that the Biden administration is viewed as ineffective, this is May of 2022, in bringing down inflation and strongly boosting the economy, Kamala Harris will seize upon abortion rights because there seems to be only two things she could use to unite her front: Ukraine war support and pro-abortion. All right? She's doing both of these. We said this back over 2 years ago. We said that despite Joe Biden's low approval rating during the 2022 midterm elections, the Republicans would lose the opportunity to have a strong House majority, which they did because of their anti-abortion platform. Again, not what you like, not what you wish for, it's what is. We're trend forecasters. Capish? We call it like it is. Not the way we want it. We go on to say that when you look at the numbers, this was an NBC poll in 2023, 64% of Americans think abortion should be legal in all of most cases. And 65% of independents. So you go by the numbers. Harris is going to get the majority of the women vote. She's going to get the black vote. And she's going to Hispanic vote. And she's going, and abortion is going to be a big issue. And you see Trump trying to do a flip-flop on it. And as we wrote in the Trends Journal, in this trend alert, about Vance, who is so... Now, he's really come out against anybody. Yeah. Now, making a bad pick much worse, Salenti said that Vance being so anti-abortion and pro-life is going to make them lose a good portion of the presidential election. Vance has been highly criticized for his recent comment calling women without children a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they have made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. Again, this is what he said. So you go by the numbers. End of story. So when people are saying to me, well, you're stupid, you know, I don't want to hear what you like or what you want. Now I'm going to talk about Harris coming out. And again, here's my track record. If anybody's been in the business that's been at it, let me know and show me the courses you taught and how to run political campaigns in the universities you taught it at. Number one, we are forecasting that Biden may resign before the election. Ladies and gentlemen, we just heard that President Biden had a seizure. Well, whatever happened, make up anything. And the presidency was turned over to Vice President Kamala Harris. Now she'll be running as president against the former president. That is a true possibility. Will it happen? We don't know. But it's a forecast worth thinking about. Now, Harris coming out, and again, I know the business. Harris coming out and saying that, you know, we're down, and she's playing the underdog. This is smart political strategy. We need your help. We're going down. We got to have everybody. So the polls could show, and again, all the polls showed that Trump was losing in May of 2016. In your Trends Journal, we said that he's going to win, regardless of the polls. because the polls are in May. The election doesn't begin until now, after Labor Day. This is election time. People who are in a summer state of mind, they know a little bit about this and a little bit about that and that and this. Now is the election. Harris is purposely downplaying her opportunity to bring the crowd to the polls. And the poll that Alex Jones was quoting, having to do with the economy. The Trends Journal had forecast that Joe Biden would step down and Kamala Harris would run for president in 2024. And we now forecast, minus a wild card, you ready? Such as a stock market crash, Harris will beat Trump in the race to the White House. If there is a market crash, Trump wins. It's the economy, stupid. That was the behind-the-scenes campaign slogan of – this is a T-shirt that I did back in 1992. You see that? Beware, Slick Willie, when Clinton was running. It's the economy, stupid. They're going to get the people's mind off the economy if the economy stays where it is. But as we just went, you know, before I came on and looking at the numbers, the Dow is down nearly 600 points. Summertime is a different time. There's not a, the people playing the markets numbers are way down. It could go any place, anywhere. Reality starts hitting after the summertime. Now it's down 607 points. It was down less than that when I went on the air. Take a look at the NASDAQ. Before I came on the air, the NASDAQ was down almost 3%. Oh, the Magnificent Seven? Seven lousy companies driving up the whole NASDAQ? And you see where NVIDIA's going. The Trends Journal, the only magazine in the world, that's here somewhere, I've showed it to you before, forecasting the dot-com bust, dot-com this, back in the, here it is. This is when it used to be a quarterly newsletter. Now it's a weekly magazine, over 200 pages a week, for the grand total of $2.50 a week when you go to jonestrends.com. You put in Jones Trends, and you got a discount. Dot-com overload will short-circuit many high expectations for used profits in internet commerce, entertainment, and a wide array of dot-com services. Following the holiday season, remember this is fall of 1999, many of today's high-flying internet stocks, the hottest IPOs, and newly emerging IPO wannabes will have begun a deep descent from their overvalued heights, and we said the dot-com bust would happen by the second quarter of 2000. It happened in March of 2000, all right? I've been at this a lot of years. I'm the guy that forecast, Wall Street Journal did it, the 1987 stock market crash. I took out the domain name, the Panic of 08 in 2007. Yeah. And the Asian currency crisis. I thought the markets would crash again in 2012. But they didn't. You know why? They didn't teach me about quantitative easing and zero interest rate policy in Economics 101 at graduate school. They made up this crap. And they've been artificially propping up the market since then. Artificially propping it up. Again, the data is all there. Germany, third richest country in the world. Yeah. How about recession time? How about its manufacturing index in negative territory? How about the people struggling? Japan, one country after another. We are on the verge of the worst geopolitical and socioeconomic crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. And again, we're giving you in the Trends Journal what nobody else is giving you in the world. Nope. Nobody does it. Trend forecasting, trends analysis. Anyway. And nobody's giving you what InfoWars is giving you. Not only in terms of information, but those great products. And these products you need to build your health at a time when things are going down. We'll be right back.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Gerald Celente.
Hey, great being on The Alex Jones Show. I wasn't on yesterday because it was Labor Day. Oh, Labor Day? You mean plantation workers of Slavelandia? The big companies own everything? There are no hardware stores, stationery stores, drug stores, grocery stores, shoe stores. All the chains. We're chained by the chains because these low-life pieces of scum crap called politicians did away with all the antitrust laws. They get paid off, that morons and imbeciles call campaign contributions, and did away with the antitrust laws so the bigs could take over everything. So going back to InfoWars, what they call the news media, six companies control 92%. 92%. It's a crime syndicate. And they're not journalists. They're little prostitutes. Prostitutes. Media whores that get paid to put out by the corporate pimps and their government whoremasters, which is why we need InfoWars, not only for the information they're putting out, but they're helping you in that 360 way. You get the products that they're selling and they help you, and you buy the products and you keep InfoWars going. And so they have, there's InfoWars, they have a premium supplement line at discounted prices available for 25% off. And again, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And you got the, it's just a whole newest line of supplements. And what do? They do what you need, particularly at these times of low life kind of mentality, what's going on. They boost vitality. They enhance over well-being. And you only get them at InfoWarsStore.com. So you want to support your health. You want to improve your cognitive function. And woof, when these down times, you got to increase those energy levels. Again, they have this ageless vitality collagen, superfood greens, mushroom max, better mood plus, and you need that better mood, turmeric, prostate support. You know, the older you get, you got to build up that prostate. Take it from a cat that's been around, you know, quite a while. Yep. Same age as Trump. He's a couple of months older than me. Nerve renew, and your nerves are down. You got to renew them. Joint max relief and good night's sleep because, whew, it's tough going to bed when your mind's not really in a high level. So, you want to grab the reins of your health and wellness. They got this premium lineup, and it's now available at a rate that dominates the competition. And you can only get it at InfoWars Store. So, here you go, and that's what you got to get. Yep. InfoWars is doing all they can to support you, and again, this is a 360 win. So I want to go back to the markets. Warren Buffett, Berkshire Hathaway, resumed selling its big Bank of America holdings last week, dumping $6 billion worth of bank shares in a string of stock sales that began mid-July. CNBC. Huh. Bank sale? Selling out the banks? How come? I'll tell you how come. Only the Trends Journal. We warned about the office building bust. Your office occupancy rate, according to Castle Systems, is about 48.5%. That's right. Your office vacancy rates, over 24% in the United States, places like commercial office space. 34.5% in San Francisco. It was about 3.5% before COVID war in 2019. Nationally, again, about 24%. There's going to be massive failures, and they keep extending these loans, trying to cover it up. You got some $4 trillion worth of commercial real estate loans coming up over the next 2 years. And these buildings are non-convertible to apartments. Again, in your Trends Journal, talked about it before, 50th Street in New York, Midtown, right? Midtown. The building is about $320 or $340 million it sold for in 2006. About 3 weeks ago, it went up for auction. They sold it for $8.5 million. Midtown Manhattan. Sports Illustrated used to be there. The COVID war, people working at home. And the guy, people, corporations that are renting all this space, they don't see the people in the cubicles. Yeah, stay at home. I don't see, need to see you. There are going to be defaults on loans like we've never seen before. Yep, here we go. Wasn't making it up. August 2nd, said about 3 weeks ago. 97% discount. Yeah. This just came out. Single bid for office in Canary Wharf skyscraper left empty since COVID-19. Canary Wharf Group, CWG, received a single bid for two floors in a flagship office tower abandoned during the COVID crisis as the district struggles with the rise of home working. Yep. And it goes on. This is old news. We warned about an office building bust in May of 2020. And again, this is the language that they use. During the COVID crisis? No, not the COVID crisis. The crisis caused by low-life pieces of scum. Little arrogant little boys. Little arrogant daddy's boys. Like Gavin Gatson Newsom. A little arrogant, arrogant, arrogant piece of scum. That locked down California. The first state to lock down. To fight the COVID war as that scum is partying up at the French Laundry at $400 a plate dinner. Stay home. Close down your businesses. Go to hell. I'm in charge. Democracy, shove it up your you-know-what. Oh, I forgot. I had Andy Cuomo over here. Oh, my daddy was Mario Cuomo. We renamed the Tappan Zee Bridge after my daddy. Oh, and they gave him an Emmy Award for bullshitting so great on TV. A little clown of nothing. An arrogant little boy. Again, none of these cats made it on their own. Oh, how about little Georgie Bush? Oh, my daddy was George Bush. My daddy was Prescott Bush. Didn't work with the Nazis. Oh, I forgot. Again, this is a T-shirt that you could get when you go to trendsjournal.com to tell you the way I feel about the politicians. All right? Who the F are you to tell me what to do? Hey, politicians. All right? I had a peace rally here when everything was locked down. I said, little Andy Cuomo, come over here and try to shut me down. Come on. Everything was locked down. Oh, they hate me over here. Oh, Salenti doesn't swallow the mainstream media crap like I do. I drink Coca-Cola. I like Pepsi, all right? McDonald's is my favorite food. Well, I like Burger King. That's the mind of the people. And that's why you got to go to InfoWars. Because they're giving you what nobody else is. There's a shirt, yeah? And you get all different kinds. You got hoodies, everything else. So going back, they caused this crisis. And it's not only the office buildings that are going down. It's the businesses that used to depend on commuters that are going out of business. Yeah, the markets are going down. This is just the beginning. It is just the beginning. Oh, China's manufacturing dip dense momentum. Yep. Dense momentum. No kidding. It's in negative territory. It's one after another. They're not reporting on the dangers. Journalism is dead. We're in the worst financial crisis. Again, that here, World Bank country classifications by income levels for 2024-2025. Terrible. Terrible. It's one after another in what's coming down. And when you're looking at gold prices, I think before I went on the air, there were 2,493 dollars an ounce. All right? $493 an ounce. Go to your trends journal. We put out the top trends every year. Matter of fact, I was on with Alex. We said this would be a golden year for gold. Gold has gone up nearly about $460 an ounce since we made that forecast. So if the trends journal for $2.50 a week when you go to Jones Trends, all right? This is just the beginning. Yep, there you go. Now it's above it. So gold prices are up. It's going to keep going. The banks are buying up gold like crazy. The central banks, because they know how bad things are. And again, when you talk about the S&P 500, you got the grand total of three companies that own 88% of it. BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street. So shove this democracy crap up, you know what. The big zone everything. Blackstone, that's another one, in $1 billion deal for Europe's logistics portfolio. Every week in the Trends Journal, we have a column called The Big's Getting Bigger. And that's what it is each and every week. You're buying up everything. We are nothing more than plantation workers of Slavelandia. And that's why also why you got to buy the products that InfoWars is providing you, because the stuff that you get in the chains is chain crap. It's junk. And you gotta, you know, people ask me, what can I do? You gotta get in the best shape you can, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. And I want to remind everybody too, on September 28th, up here in Kingston, New York, we're having a peace and freedom rally with Scott Ritter. Judge Napolitano, Max Blumenthal, Anya Parampil, and others. Music, we're trying to have a great time, but we want to get a million people. Think about it. In Hong Kong, before they launched the COVID war, they couldn't stop the people. 7.5 million people in the city of Hong Kong. over a million were taken to the streets. A million out of 7.5 million. We have 2 million in America who could get a million people out of 332 million for peace. So the peace rallies, September 28th, we're starting at 2 p.m. We're going to start at 3. We're starting at 2 p.m. in Kingston, New York, the Four Corners of Freedom, John and Crown Street, where the seeds of democracy were sown. The most historic Four Corners in America. And I am blessed because I own three of them. The other is a museum. 1750, 1763, and 1774. So go to Occupy Peace, occupypeace.com, and see what it's all about and consider contributing. You know, if the billionaires gave $1 billion to peace, we'd have it tomorrow. But they're pieces of crap. Not a penny. Warren Buffett, they said his stuff is worth like $1 trillion. I used to rent one of my buildings over here. There you go. Yep. September 28th, Peace and Freedom Rally. So please do what you can. Doing everything we can. Anyway, I used to rent out the 1763 Dr. Jensen House. Beautiful place. It's commercial residential. To Warren Buffett's son, Peter Buffett. He came to one of my rallies. I had Ralph Nader here. Not a penny for peace. He doesn't even say hello to me. I'm a guinea from the Bronx. You know, I don't care. Hey. I am so blessed. Mwah. My daddy didn't leave me no money. My parents left me everything of who I am. Glad I didn't get no dough. I made it on my own. Not like these arrogant little boys who think they're better than everybody else. Don't you know who my daddy is? Yeah, who are you? What have you done? Why, I'm little George E. Bush. I took you into the Afghan war and the Iraq war. And you swallowed my crap. And it keeps going on. But anyway. Peace is the spirit of God. Nobody talks about it. Where are all these religions? How come they're not out there for peace? What's going on in Gaza? The genocide being committed? Disgusting. Disgusting. The Ukraine, well, where is peace? I'm not a peep. What, a Seventh-day Adventist waiting for the eighth day? Oh, all you peaceful Quakers, would you die in an earthquake? I can't tell you what the Catholic priests are doing. I mean, I was there, you know. Whew. Yeah, I mean, one after another. Where is everybody? And the government is the enemy of truth. And truth is the enemy of the government. And that's why you need to support InfoWars. They make it clear the way they're saying it, what they're saying, this is what we see. They're not telling you what to do. The same thing with the Trends Journal. These are our trends analysis. This is our trend forecasts. Think for yourself. Not the stupidity. I listen to MSNBC because I like the stupid crap that they shove down my throat. I love eating that crap. Oh, no, no, no. I love Fox crap. Every time a fox takes a crap, I swallow it. I love Fox crap. Not me. I'm out of my mind. I like CNN, the Cartoon News Network. Oh, you forgot the lemon head they had over there? A freak show. The government is the enemy of truth, and truth is the enemy of the government. Not a peep about peace from these prostitutes, these media whores that get bait to put out by the corporate pimps and government whoremasters. Not a peep. And anyone that doesn't believe in peace is a piece of S-H-I, you know what. Yep, that's the way I see it. You know, I was listening to that thing by Camilla Hilarious, as my friend Mark Ferraro calls her. Camilla Hilarious. Yeah. And he's like, this guy's a head. professor for the stars. She said, this is the most important election in the life of our nation. Who the hell are you talking to? What are you talking to? Most important. Again, I don't support either. I just want to make it clear to everybody. It's a crime syndicate. Crime syndicate. People call it government. Little low-life pieces of crap telling you what to do. You like Peter Schiff? You spell it the right way? Adam Schiff. I like Peter Schiff, actually. Adam Schiff. Peter Schiff is great. The clown boy up in California. Oh, I like Pelosi. Oh, no, no. I like Chucky Schumer. Oh, no, no. I'm a repulsive kid. I like Lindsey Graham, who calls for war day after day, week after week, month after month. One jerk after another. So, my major concern is the Turkish growth at its weakest since pandemic. This is in today's Financial Times. They call it a pandemic again. The World Health Organization, or the World War Organization, called it a pandemic on March 11, 2020, when the grand total of 4,219 people died out of 8 billion. It wasn't a pandemic. It was a lockdown by political pieces of crap that the same morons who listen to the mainstream media swallowed. I'm mentioning, though, Turkish growth. We are going to have the worst geopolitical and economic crisis in modern history. And again, no one's talking about all the failures that are going to happen with the banks. Go back to 2023, again, not ancient history. Three banks, Silicon Conman Valley Bank, First Republic, and Signature. Three banks went bust. Three. The markets are way down, gold and way up. You're going to see 30, 40, 50, maybe 100 banks go bust. I read you that Canary Wharf story. That's old news, just out. Last year, the year before, HSBC left. Canary Wharf. And we're talking on the top over there. The office, there's going to be the crash of luck we've never seen before. And unfortunately, they're going to keep ramping up the war in Israel. That crazy Netanyahu. Netanyahu says hostage murders prove need for unity in existential war against Iran. What did Iran have to do with this? This is the Netanyahu, by the way, that came to the United States in the early 2000s and sold the lie of the Iraq war. Yep. And this is from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper. Shin Bet chief warned Netanyahu of imminent war before October 7th. Yep. As I said, when all else fails, they take you to war. There were 39 weeks of judicial protests against Netanyahu, a protest because of his Judicial Reform Act. 39 weeks. Hamas attacked, forgot about it. 39 weeks of protests. And he came out today, and he said that nobody's going to tell him what to do. Yep, I'm in charge. I'm the dictator here. So I'm very concerned about the Israel war ramping up. And recession is happening. Things are going to get worse. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. We'll see you next week.
It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements. and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burton effects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available, 25% off, InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.